Pretty boy, it's time to wake up. It's already after 10 o'clock. Pretty boy, put on your makeup. It's time to leave. It's time to get ready to yawn. Pretty boy, lots of things to wear. Do some running up and down the block. Pretty boy, put some gel in your hair. It's time to leave. It's time to get ready to yawn.
Oh yeah, mics are live.
That they are.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 175, live on JustinTV/Indus. My name is Chris Frigio. I am here with Mr. Travis Mom.
Baby Bear.
Mr. Glenn Burgess.
Hello.
Producing behind me is Mr. Jason A. Stryker. His head will pop up every once in a while.
And then, hey, guys. And his voice, too.
Here is Nico Kusanagi and Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up?
OMG Live!
Internet.
Before we actually
How many
jump
people
into
are
things,
watching this?
Before we actually jump into this, I wanted to give a huge shout out to both Jason and Glenn for getting this all set up. This was not an easy task.
Those guys are smart.
Cheers, sir.
They are test smart. S-M-R-T.
Z.
Z. Smart. Yeah. Smart.
Well, or plural smart.
Plural. There's two of them. Yeah.
Smartses.
Awesome.
Oh, I like it. I like that shit. Anyway, how are things going, man? Travis, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Running the job and everything, doing good there. I am.
I see you're sporting,
you're sporting
one of your shirts.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But well, the funny thing is, like, it's an L.A. Noir shirt. People can see it. It's an L.A. Noir shirt, okay? And it took me about 9 hours throughout work to stop and realize, like, oh, my God, I'm wearing a shirt with a dead hooker on it at work.
Here I am stuck with just a dead hooker.
Oh, man. So
jealous. That happens.
Jealous.
I go to work with a dead hooker.
But I've been playing, like, I mean, like.
Put that in the trunk.
I know we're going to be talking about games a little bit later and everything, but, like, I feel bad because I have not played, like, hardly anything because with my addictive personality that I have, I started watching Sons of Anarchy. And I'm like already almost done with season two because it's on Netflix streaming, which I strongly suggest you people check it out if you like good TV, I guess, or if you like motorcycles.
Actually, I would like to say that I don't like that show because of the poor fashion in which it portrays bikers.
Oh, snap.
I actually wanted to get a Harley. I thought it portrayed them very well.
Yeah, if you don't mind asshats that run drugs, guns, and launder money and...
And?
Dude has a hooker on his shirt.
Yeah, dude has a dead hooker on his shirt. I am down with...
See, Jeff gets me. He gets me.
Yeah.
And do you know how hard it is to strap a dead hooker to ride bitch on the back of a motorcycle, realistically, and not get pulled over?
You need a lot of duct tape. Nico, I'm looking at you, buddy. I need your help.
Need a gaffer.
I'm on it.
So that's it with me, man. Just being addicted to TV and preparing for this. I'm super, super excited about this.
It looks like everybody's in a really good mood today. So
yeah, everybody's hot.
Get this going.
Yeah. So, you.
Me?
What is up?
Sweet.
Dude? Thank you for coming up and hanging out
problem.
With us, man.
Glad to come here.
Absolutely.
On Friday, you know, I've been without a motorcycle for a while, speaking of kind of off his segue. I have a friend who has extra motorcycles.
Oh.
Yeah. He works in Alaska 6 months out of the year, and on the way back, he buys a motorcycle like every single year. So he's got like 5 or 6 motorcycles. So he let me take one out. And we went out Friday, went for a ride and everything. And somebody pulled off to the side of the road for something in the group. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't know why they pulled off. I was going to go to the next exit. And I realized they're all back behind me. So I'll just pull over now. And a cop, a fucking state trooper, pulls up behind me after I pull off to the side of the road. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
What? I'm like, okay, I was doing 55. And it was, in fact, looked up at the sign real quick. It's a 55. Okay. Blinkers work. Headlights work. Taillight work. He's like, hey, you on the bike. I'm like, yeah. You know your tag light's out?
Yep.
Like, dude, it's not even my bike. He's like, I don't give a shit. Take your helmet off. Shut it off, buddy. So And we didn't end up getting a ticket for it, but I was like, you gotta be kidding me. If I get a ticket for somebody else's tag light being out on their bike, I'm gonna choke a bitch.
That would fucking suck.
You have bad luck with
it. It's always me. There's three other people there. One of them is 2 months fresh off a DUI and shouldn't even be on the bike. None of the other ones didn't even have a tag light. Two of the other ones had no blinkers and a side mounted plate, which is illegal.
Oh shit.
And I get pulled over. I'm like, what the fuck?
your biker friends probably hired that cop to pull your ass over too. They put you on that
well, it turns out what they said was they saw the cop, so they pulled over so the cop would pass them and not see any of their infractions. And so he got pissed off that they pulled off and he couldn't pull them over without turning a U-turn because it was on a highway.
Oh, nice.
So he pulled me over since I was with the group.
Wow, bikers are assholes.
They all run drugs and guns too. It's ridiculous.
Was it a biker cop?
No. This guy actually had a problem with bikers. Like, a couple of the guys we were riding with stopped with me. And as soon as they flip the visor up to say something to me, just shine the light in their face. He's like, have a good night. Get the hell out of here. I'm like, okay. Like, he did not like bikers.
That's whack.
One bit.
Whack.
But anyway, other than that, I've been spending the whole day driving up yesterday. And pretty good. Didn't only hit traffic when we were about 7 miles away from here. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, you guys
like 10
got
minutes
here.
Left. Just move.
You guys got here in the middle of rush hour on a fucking Friday, man. That's...
But it was just, we were so close before we actually hit traffic. We're just like, right, like I could throw a rock and hit Jason in the head. And he was watching on the laptop, so he knows that's true. He was stalker tracking me with my GPS app that I sent him the link to.
Cool. Well, speaking of Jason, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
It's good to have you back,
bud. I can put myself up on the screen.
Oops. Yeah, dude, hit that button.
Button's been hit.
Oh, snap.
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, floating head.
Hey, what are you guys drinking tonight, by the way?
Ooh, Indus Bar.
That is Indus Bar, yeah. I've got some Sailor and Cherry Coke Zero.
Nice.
Sailor and Cherry Coke Zero.
Ooh.
Pound that shit.
I've got Sailor and regular Coke, and apparently this shot of god-awful rum that I have to drink.
Thank you, Repeat.
Thank you, Repeat, who is watching in the stream right now.
Let me just give you guys a nice soundbite first.
Oh,
and that is the chaser being open.
That's beautiful.
You guys want to count it off?
I'll do it.
I gotta make a comment. Looking at the stream, it actually looks like the where your kitchen would be. It's actually cut it like that, and you're actually sitting in the kitchen looking through like a window type.
That's
thing.
Exactly what he's doing.
That's
very true.
That's a good representation. I am legitimately afraid I might throw this up. So if I run off
you're
the screen,
be fine. This is a rite of passage. This is your spot.
It might pass my esophagus twice. Is what I'm saying. So get rid of the countdown, Jason.
Cheers, man. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
It's not even that bad.
What?
He's acting tough.
Wow. Okay.
He's acting
so
tough.
This Bundaberg rum is probably...
It's rough, but it's not...
the worst shit I've ever had. It was brought to us by our friend.
It is
Repeat
pretty horrible. I'm not going to lie.
Down on under.
Hi, Pete.
It does not taste that good, but it's not... that bad either. I wouldn't take another shot. That's for damn sure. But
well, you got
I built it up to be worse in my head.
You got hair on your chest and lead in your pencil now. So, bravo,
Jeff. What are you drinking, buddy?
Wine right now, but in about 30 seconds, I move them to the good shit.
Ooh,
Jeff,
Stella.
Where did you get? Where did you get the can of Stella?
They just sell that everywhere here, man.
I might actually have to get you to ship me some because there's a beach by my house that will let you take non-glass alcohol containers on the beach, and they don't make Stella in non-glass containers around me.
Dude, get on that Natty Light, dude, in a can.
Actually, what I've been doing is the Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Dude,
I get a 4-pack of Tall Boys for $3.70.
Oh,
I can't buy water as cheap as I can buy that beer.
Okay, you got to redeem us, Nico. What are you drinking?
Well, speaking of tall boys, I'm sporting the Bubba Gump.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That we got at E3.
Hey, I remember that.
And it's filled with Sailor and Diet Coke.
Damn. Nice.
There you go. Nice. I give you internet daps.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Okay. That was lame. Nico's not going to return that favor.
My pancreas still isn't working, so this is what I'm drinking tonight.
Yay.
No alcohol.
You're welcome, Jason.
All right. Otherwise,
I'm
doing
you,
good.
Jason, though. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, duels. Nice.
it took that long for the stream to catch up.
Yeah, for the record, Jeff and Nico are watching the same video that you guys are. So if it takes a little bit for them to respond to a visual cue, that's why.
Yeah, it's because we can't see
from Jason. Yeah, they can see us, but not
Jason,
the man in the kitchen.
What is
no, Jason
oh,
turned into
Jeff,
the
what is up? Sorry.
Banner.
Jason already told us
the man behind the curtain.
Okay,
Jeff can't hear me. Jeff, what's going on?
Jeff, what's up?
Oh, dude. Not much. I went and got my new glasses/contact prescription today. Holy shit, real life actually does look better than HDTV.
It's in 3D too. I don't know if you knew that.
You got the 3D contacts, right?
Unfortunately,
depth and everything.
240 hertz.
Crazy.
There's just one problem is he needs glasses for real life 3D.
I was gonna get the 3D contacts until I find out you need to recharge the batteries in them.
They only last 3 hours.
Oh shit. No, but I haven't had my eyes checked in probably 12 years, and I had glasses 12 years ago just for night driving, and then after a while, it didn't take me until, literally, I remember being in, college, being like, I can't really see the board too well, the overhead stuff, and driving, it takes me a while to see the street signs. It wasn't until I went to playing video games, and I was like, I can't read the text, what does that say? It's kind of blurry, I need to get my eyes checked, and then it was 3 years. But
I got a question. See, we in the States do not get our eyes checked for good reasons, like we don't have insurance to help us cover the massive charge that we have to pay for just a walk-in. Yeah. You have free health care. What took you 12 years?
That doesn't cover.
No, 12 years is the line. That's how long it took him to get an appointment.
Oh, that's – okay.
God. Because that's true.
Actually, health care doesn't cover that stuff.
Right.
Eye care.
It's essential.
Through my work.
Right.
I just haven't taken advantage of it because I don't know why. I just figured I didn't need it. But now that I did, I'm super happy. Except for I had to put contacts in for the first time today.
Stabbing yourself in the eye.
Oh god!
Yeah, this isn't right.
Why this am I putting my finger in my eye?
I felt violated. Eventually, the doctor's like, "You know what? I'm just going to do it for you for the first time." I'm like,
Well, that's better. Yeah, someone else's finger going in your eye.
Yeah. How do you not work at that?
No, no, don't touch. No.
Jeff said fingers going worse places. It's okay.
Did you ask him to use just the tip before he started?
Yeah, well, he's Travis, they didn't give consent, so that doesn't count.
Nico, what's up with you, buddy?
We're bringing it back.
It's funny again.
Not really a whole hell of a lot going on over here. Nothing exciting. You know, just kind of winding down from MGC a few weeks ago. I mean, the highlight of my day, I bought shoes.
Sweet. Oh my god, she is.
Turned into a woman apparently.
Yeah, well, you can't see the vagina on the camera, but it's there.
That's because you have head tracking mode on, not vagina tracking. See the camera shot just going down.
You want me to stand up for you? Here it comes.
That is gross.
Detachable vagina.
But no, seriously,
and this makes for great radio for the people that aren't watching live.
I worked. I came home. I was just hyped for the show.
Tweezed my eyebrows. Got some new shoes.
It was really fun. Shut up. Yeah.
I did get a pedicure though. I'm not gonna lie.
For real.
That's the sad part.
So what's up with you, Chris? How's it going?
Same old shit, man.
Big news.
Work sucks. I kind of want to.
I know.
Quit, but you know. other than that, right. I mean, today was really awesome because you know. And I mean, Jason backed me up on this already. I don't know if he'll do it on the show, but you know, when your kid has a good day, you have a good day. And I have had a fucking awesome day because my son has been in an awesome mood today. And aww. I am really, really excited and I'm happy to be here doing this show.
You people have no idea how rare that is. That's why it's such a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Cheers to Papa Bear. You better get a new drink.
I need another drink already. Yeah, we just started the show.
So this is our first break, right?
First break. All right, we did intros. Now it's time to get
what is this, Amplify Gamers? Fucking take 25 breaks.
Let's talk about games, gentlemen. That's what we're here for, right?
Yeah, I'm not down with that. What kind of show is this?
Well, get off the show, man. What's your wife on?
Get off the show. Back to Florida.
Travis, why don't you start, best man? What's distracting you today?
And that's the sad thing because I didn't play very many games because I was watching Sons of Anarchy. But
all right, Glenn,
I'm gonna go ahead and steal someone. I'm pretty sure someone will talk about it.
This is the only one that I had too. I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, well, let's talk about it then. Dishwasher right. Vampire Smile.
Oh, such a good game.
We played it during the
Industream.
During Industream. Now for me, I started with the first Dishwasher and I played the demo. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I kind of got everything I was going to get out of the demo and never went further than that. Well, we got the stream and so we're going to play the second one. So we get into it and these guys saw me like, I was like, not even 2 minutes in. I was like, I had gamer face on. I was just like,
he had sweaty palms.
And dude, I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, I was really, really transfixed by the game itself. And
Jason had to see if the controller was broken. That's why he kept dying at that bar.
No, it's cool because, like, one of the last times we actually got together, all of us together, and played, like, a 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up was, like, Shank. And Shank did some really cool things. Of course, the game looked beautiful and whatnot, but, like, gameplay-wise, it was repetitive, and it was stale. Now, there were multiple weapons that you had that you can, like, keep on, like, you know, like, using your weapons and, okay, pull out a different weapon, use that, and there's different combos for each weapon, but this game takes it differently. Yeah, you still have the multiple weapons, which, in my opinion, are way better weapons in this game than there are in Shank.
Yes.
But, like, the combat system for a 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up is, like, just so deep. The combos you can do, and they do a good job in, like giving you, like, a good 5 minutes. Here's some moves.
Yeah.
And another 5 minutes, here's another move you can do. Right. And then, like, they do that, like,
they ramp it up
six times.
Well.
And they ramp it up. And so by the time, like, you got all your abilities, like, all hell's breaking loose, and you're having a great time. And the game is, you know, the game is pretty tough. Like, there is some trial and error. Even on normal mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Glenn. I swear to God, Glenn was fighting, like, what he thought was the last boss.
Well, it was the last boss. You have to fight the last boss. I beat Yuki's story last night.
Okay.
And you actually fight that last boss 3 times.
Oh, really?
That shit, man. I swear, if he was at his house, he probably would have thrown that controller
across
the room.
You guys, you got this all wrong. I don't have that bad of nerves.
Street Fighter brings it out of me,
but I've never thrown a controller once.
I seriously have seen you pound on an arcade stick.
But did I throw it? No. This is just all, it's all fallacies. They're making up this fallacious story about me throwing controllers. It's a word. Look it up.
It is a word. That's true.
It does mean what I think it means.
When
not what you think it means.
You actually had trouble with the game. Is there a part you actually remember?
I first got super frustrated with it when it was like the last kind of stage where they start throwing characters that were boss characters at you, 2 and 3 at a time.
Okay.
And you're in normal mode, and you're fighting against, like, little peons and 2 bosses, and you beat them, and then that same room, another 2 bosses drop down, and then another 2 bosses drop down.
Oh, great, I haven't gotten that.
It's like a 10-minute fight on a good day, and I kept dying.
I'm at Squid Face right now, and I died, like, 15 times in a row.
Yes.
I was like, fuck this. Another couple days later.
Yeah, Squid Face wasn't that hard in retrospective.
It's the fact that the things you got to fight while you're fighting him.
They do that a lot in this game. There's a lot of peons and bosses you have to fight at the same time. But
little tip, though, that blood mist deal that you do.
Got to have it.
Up in the air.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if you need a break, just go up and just keep going left to right, left to right for a while. Just take a break, you know, recharge your batteries, and then drop down and start.
A good hint for that is the quicker you learn the fact that you don't have to, like, keep on hitting up, up, up. If you just hold the joystick up.
I didn't know that.
He'll just, like, he or she will continuously go left and right or up all the way.
I've been tapping it.
Yeah, just hold it up.
Like mad.
Yeah, you'll have a much easier time.
The most muscular right thumb ever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great game.
It's amazing. I love the art style of it.
Oh, that's what I was going to bring up. The presentation of this game is phenomenal. I absolutely love it.
Especially and
the first
Yuki.
First one was really good too. But dude, Yuki, her story when she starts the nightmares and things. Yeah, the nightmares. Does it get worse? I am a
Well, you know how like you do things in the dream and it affects the real world state.
Right.
You end up doing something on accident that you were fighting everything in your power to end up doing. You kind of had this, well, they expect me to do this, so I'm not going to do it. And then you go in a nightmare to try and stop yourself from doing it. And as you're about to do what you're doing in the nightmare, it flashes to real world and it shows you doing the thing that you said, I am never going to do. So it's really, really cool to watch. You get this like internal struggle thing.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and I think Jeff might remember it because he's beaten the game. But that reminds me of Lords of Shadow. They did something like that.
Yeah.
So cool deal, man.
More thing, quick.
Yeah.
Glenn, without spoilers, and this is going to sound really bad without context, but how awesome was it fighting the paraplegic?
Dude, that's what I was telling them about with like the Viking text adventure and all that stuff.
You can spoil it then.
No, don't spoil it.
That's not a spoiler. I don't think.
It's like video game.
That was bad.
Video game flashback bosses.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to play this game. Dude.
And the music's great too. The music is like
is
very
amazing.
Nine Inch Nails,
which means I love it.
Go figure.
Who
that's
knows?
Cool. I mean, if you have another game, I mean, a couple kind of took yours.
No, I mean, really, that's the only thing I really wanted to get into.
The game is I've been awesome. On, and 10 bucks, yeah. dude. 10 bucks. 10 bucks stone steal, cold buy.
Yeah.
You know,
this is an indie. He was an indie developer. Microsoft's been feeding him some cash.
Yeah, he's got some change.
You know, Chris on my show?
Awesome. Yeah.
It might be a system seller for him.
Really?
He's thinking about getting a 360 for two games, okay? Yeah. One of them is the dishwasher. Yeah. Jeff, you already know what the other one is,
Shadow
so you
Complex?
Can't guess. Not okay. Shadow Complex.
I was going to say it should be.
You got a guess?
For the second game.
Halo?
Second game? No.
No, I don't.
Zombies and pterodactyls.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Same guy.
But there's $11. There's $11 in game purchases that are a system seller.
$200, $300
Exactly.
You know what? I respect the man for that.
So he might do it. I'm really trying to push him towards it. I want him to get that.
And for that price, it's great that we have that because we were really let down on some other like. Kind of retro games with Moondiver and Russian Attack. We were really let down on those two titles.
I do want to say one thing I remembered. There was one thing about the... You know how when you get somebody to an enemy when they're sparking and you can do like a little finisher on them?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's this one enemy that's it's a pumpkin head with a chainsaw arm.
Nice.
And the only way that you can finish him is with pushing Y to do the chainsaw thing. You get like this chainsaw fight to see who wins. It was kind of glitching on me every now and again.
Oh, really?
Like I would walk up and the Y would flash and I'd hit it and it would just do the chainsaw attack and I'd miss and then it would attack me and I'd die. And I died that way probably a dozen times. And okay. That was really frustrating. So just
keep
we've been talking up how amazing this game is and it is really good, but there's still a couple hints of this is a small developer, you know.
Yeah.
So don't expect 10 out of 10, but it's definitely an 8.
A plus.
Absolutely.
Shut up. A plus.
In terms of
major,
Xbox
major
Live
distractions.
Games, I'd say it's like, definitely an A plus.
A plus for sure.
A.
All right.
I mean, it's not on a PS3, but I'll deal with it.
Is that it for you guys?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, let's go back to Jason. Jason, what are you playing this week, man? What's Jason Easter egg?
What the hell have I been up to besides being sick and shit? You know what? I've been playing a lot. I'll try and keep it to a couple, though. But have you guys talked about Dragon Age 2?
I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah. Holy shit, there's a love-hate relationship there.
That's what I keep hearing from everybody.
I came on and said, I do not think this is a very good game. There's a lot of things.
Even just by itself? Because, I mean, it's so different than the original Dragon Age.
It is very different.
I mean, we've scaled back in terms of storyline and, like, just general epicness.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually enhanced the combat a little bit. Streamlined it, I should say. It's a completely different monster.
Right.
But I thoroughly enjoyed the combat and I enjoyed my playthrough. But compared to other Dragon Age games, it's really, really hard to compare those. I mean,
I hear they kind of Mass Effected.
A little bit. I heard it a lot, but it's not really very much.
No.
Maybe with a more emphasis on action-based combat.
Okay.
That's where people are getting the Mass Effect. And then the conversation system. But other than that, it's really not too much and everything.
The conversation has less of an effect than...
And they kind of did the same thing with you can change your outfit and your character, but everybody else, what they're wearing is what they're wearing. You can't change that. And I kind of like mixing and matching their outfits. I pick up something good.
Go dress shopping.
This isn't very good for me.
Yes.
You know, this outfit isn't good for me, but let me go ahead and just give this to, you know, my next person and everything.
And it doesn't change at all.
Yeah, and they have some really good moments and everything. There's some good quirky moments that make you smile and everything like that.
For the most part, I totally enjoy the characters. But
I will say that, like, when I was playing Dragon Age 1, I was like, this is a good game. I just can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, I actually played all the way through Dragon Age 2, and I'm like, I don't think this is very good. I enjoyed it, but overall, I'm like, this is like a 6 for me. Like,
wow.
Really.
So you think the first Dragon Age is a better game, but you couldn't finish it?
Mm-hmm. It was just too much for me.
I couldn't finish the first Dragon Age. I never played Awakening. But this one I've actually played through twice. And I've tried all three of the classes.
Did you play as a mage?
Yeah, I played as a mage first time through, and I love that the most.
I wanted to talk to you about because I really enjoy playing mage the most as well because the mages
Super
have
fun.
Such a strong point. What magic did you specialize in toward the end of the game?
That's really why I liked that class is because the different schools of magic were so diverse.
Yes.
I think I primarily stuck with elemental stuff.
Right.
But I played like, a few hours, with different sets as well. So the natural stuff, the force, the telekinetic. But I never went like down like a blood mage route.
I did a blood mage.
Sharing.
And this is where I am really down on the game. Okay, I talked about this on the show prior, but I mean, I'll have to bring it up again for our conversation's sake. You know, Meryl does, who's a great character.
Love,
really, really great
absolutely
character.
Love her.
I bedded her. She was my woman of
choice. Nice.
She was my Ashley.
I was going to say, did you want to go on an Ashley rant real quick?
She wasn't even
beautiful.
Human.
She's
wow.
a beautiful bitch.
So does that mean she's a boring racist?
That's why he liked Ashley so much.
She hates her own, right? She hates her own. Get it right. But anyway, no. With Meryl, she does blood magic in the game twice. She dabbles, okay? Mm-hmm. But they persecute her so hard for doing blood magic. But I've been doing blood magic the entire time.
It was just twice,
day.
Guys.
Nobody gives a shit.
And no one mentioned anything. I'm like, how can
you
miss it?
Dude, Travis Kalanick just touched one ball.
How can you miss something like that?
Absolutely an oversight, you know. But yeah. At the same time, there were other things like, you know, when your brother, I don't know if you had him in your party at all, but if you don't take him on a specific mission, he says, all right, fuck you, I'm leaving. He's gone and he joins the Templars and you never get to use him ever again.
That's what I did, yeah.
You guys, it was only twice and it was in college. All right? Can you just give me a break?
I was really drunk. And
they pay attention to a lot of specifics, but that's definitely where they dropped the ball in one of them. Yeah, so,
so it seems like a large ball to drop.
I had fun. I played it for the story's sake. I wanted to see how it ended.
Really?
And it ended pretty satisfactory. I kind of want to see what more happened and everything, because they really focus on less epicness about the world itself.
Oh, totally.
Itself.
Because, I mean, you're broken into like three different storylines. You know, you're stuck in one town, essentially. Yeah. You know, it's not an open world.
And not much changed in the town itself.
That really pissed me off as well, because, you know, it's going through different periods. Like, you know, start off the game, you get to town, and then it's like 1 year later, no changes.
Yeah.
And then you reach like the next segue in the storyline is a few years later.
Yeah.
And still nothing has changed.
And like, and the thing is, after each act, all hell breaks. After end of each act, all hell breaks loose and like the town's destroyed. And then a couple of years later, you're back and it's like, okay, nothing's changed. It
looks the same.
It looks like it's back. Like you would think there'd be improvements or like repairs to the battlement, but it's not there. It's just... It's not even reskinned. It's the same.
I definitely have a bunch to bitch about. I mean, the reused assets and maps and everything. I mean,
that was really terrible. So.
But I had a blast playing it.
Yeah, the combat,
yeah, I played on the PC.
That's what I was gonna say. Did they like when we did the demo on IndieStream, Jason? We were complaining about how mashy it was. Did they? I mean, how was that on PC? Is it different?
No mashy. It's just a right click and they auto attack.
Awesome. Especially as a mage, so, like it's less mashy. You're kind of stepping back and you're taking your time and picking out stuff and everything. What you want to do?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed.
That's probably the route I'll go if I get it.
So. Did you beat the Grand Dragon?
Did I?
That's how you get the armor.
Yes,
his main armor.
Yes.
That was a fun. That was a fun fight. He's a racist dragon.
Holy shit!
So he's your homeboy.
He's racist against other colored dragons.
I'll be the racist dragon.
You guys are down?
No.
Okay, you guys,
dude, my homeboy is a racist dragon.
Anatech in the chat saying he's saying, how about that? The fact that none of your decisions matter at all in the game. Did you guys both run in the same thing?
Talking about from the first game?
No, the second one.
Second one.
You can lose party members.
Yeah. So some of that will matter. Like,
but it doesn't affect like the universe.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
Like the stuff with her brother. So he actually, you end up fighting him at the end of the game because he joins the Templars.
I didn't see. Well, that's cool. See, I didn't fight my brother.
So I don't know if that's it would cool. be the same if you actually keep him in your party the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there definitely are things that. You know, your decisions affect, but not nearly
minimalistically
as much as
kind of like it does, but it doesn't
exactly.
kind of in a way. So while it will change your party, it doesn't necessarily change the story.
Right.
You just continue on the same storyline path with a different party.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
But
so not Mass Effect.
No.
Speaking of Mass Effect, I read the 12-page spread in Game Informer, and Mass Effect is sounding really good.
Where can you pick up Game Informer, Travis?
You know, if you were to stop somewhere to go get a game, they have these magazines.
Anyway, we can't do that.
No, we cannot.
Speaking of storyline, let me tell you about storyline in WWE All Stars. It's fucking phenomenal.
Storyline of the year.
If you're looking for one game with like the most overarching, like convoluted storyline, you're going to be playing this for years.
I want the sequel.
Multiple playthroughs.
I need the sequel. I need to know what happens.
And you know what? The gameplay isn't that bad either.
No, so. It's fun. It really.
How do you guys jump so high? That's I'm watching this, and you're like,
awesome.
I am on this corner of the ring, and I'm going to do a jumping backflip onto the rail and then jump
you're
off
getting me
hyped
all the right
way
now.
Across.
Oh my god.
No, the question is how do they bounce them off the ring so high?
They do. They bounce and they're like 10 feet in the air. Like they're all of a sudden wrestlers are superhuman beings.
And they can juggle.
Well, they are.
You can, that was some Tekken looking shit
that was
right there.
Did any of you guys play that old WWF game? I can't remember what it was. I think it was made by Midway. during the Mortal Kombat days.
Well, we'd have to know what game you're talking about.
It was a WWF game. That's what I'm saying. Have you played that WWF?
Oh, okay, okay.
I think I know which one you're talking about. They were digitized, but when they did attacks, like their arms would turn into like 2x4s.
Oh, yes. Because they had like Doink the Clown.
What are we talking about? Clay Fighter?
That came out on the... No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's called WWF Attitude.
No, Attitude was...
It
was nasty.
Post-Mortal Kombat days. It was digitized graphics, and like Jason said, you're on the goggle and stuff.
Yay, internet.
Anywho.
Anyway,
Google it.
I think I'm pretty much done with my stuff.
Yeah, Bing that shit, yo.
Bing it.
No, use Google. You'll get the result you want.
That's right. All right, Jeff, what's distracting you, man?
Oh, dude, besides...
Now that Moosenet is caught up.
Yeah, Street Fighter MVC. Actually, you know what? I'm sure one of you guys are going to talk about this. Might as well bring it up now. It was a game I didn't think I was going to like, but I spent 4 hours playing it today and about an hour.
Imagine Barbie Dreamhouse.
Or, Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes.
I saw you playing that.
I am glad that you brought this up because I wanted to talk about it, but it's not my game.
Right.
Yeah, it's not your game?
No, it's not the game I'm going to talk about. I have a different one that I'm going to talk about.
Okay, good. So. Okay, good. Because I thought that was what you're going
to
talk about.
No, but I would love to talk about it with you. What do you think? What do you think?
I like it, dude. I'm not 100% like... I get the game, but I'm not. It's I kind of compare it to Magic: The Gathering, the card game, but the video game versions of it.
Magic Tactics.
You got to do like not necessarily tactics. Like even the card game ones, I kind of do the same thing. But you got to build walls and you got to set up attack formations and stuff. And then if someone's going to attack your attack formation, it depends on whose defense is higher, which is going to go through, and all that stuff. So. That's the only way I kind of draw the comparison, but my thing where I can't really grasp is the whole strategy behind it all, where you should be making moves ahead of time, kind of like chess, because Chris, you played it, you know how if you do a link, we're not talking fighting game links, we're talking like links in this game, where if you erase somebody, it gives you a free move,
right?
And I notice the CPU doing that all the time, and I got to get used to that kind of stuff. And I'm not that far. I'm at the second act, I guess you can say. So I've done the first. I don't even know how it's divided. Like, how far are you, Chris? Like, have you?
I didn't buy the game, and I'm gonna give you why I didn't buy the game. So I just played the demo, and I was really, really enjoying like the way that the game worked, and like it's set up as a puzzle game where you have to match three of the same color, like going vertically, and if you do that, they get to attack. And then if you match three of the same color going horizontally, they create a wall so that they can defend. Now, the problem is I'm partially colorblind. So, here's what I'm going to ask you. And I was really hoping that someone was going to have played it on the show and really talk about it. So that first, like when they're going through like the tutorial stuff, you have all archers and there's blue, yellow and green. And I can't tell the fucking difference between the yellow and the green. At all.
Oh, okay.
So, but as I was progressing through the demo, I mean, most of those battles were like, oh, well, here, move this here, and it actually tells you what to do. So, outside of like a couple of instances where I matched up yellow and green wrong, moved on through the demo, and it seemed like the colors took a back seat to the type of unit you had. So, if you matched up the type of unit, that was kind of the color arrangement that they were using. Is that the way that it stays? I mean, is there ever a situation where you've got like different colors of the same unit? If you have like three units in your party and you have different colors of the same unit?
No. Okay. It's got to be the same color and same unit, basically.
Well, right. That's what I'm asking. But as you progress, is there like if you have three units in your party or whatever where you're bringing out, is there ever a situation where you have multiple colors of the same unit?
No.
Okay, so it
depends.
The color takes a back seat to the unit.
The color doesn't matter. The color basically just differentiates from like, because eventually you get to a point where, because you can have three core units and then two secondary units, which could be like champion class or like, I can't remember what the one below that is.
Right.
Basically, you have to take, for the championship class, you have to put four core classes of the same color behind it to actually activate it to put into an attack formation. This sounds
that was the like the deer, right?
The deer is the one underneath it where you only have to put two.
Okay.
So I can't remember what they're called. There's like core championship class and the one in the middle I cannot I don't really know, but yeah, it's like that. They all have to be the same color, so you can never put different colors together with each other. But what I'm having a hard time with is just getting the whole thing with horizontal and vertical lines, where if you can take out anybody and seeing, you got to really see moves ahead of time. And as far as I am, there's been so many battles where I've just barely got through them.
Squeaked by.
By a big fucking fluke. Yeah, exactly. Like, I was just like, oh crap, like I have one hit point left. I just got to hope that the AI doesn't do this. But the fact that I played this today for like 4 hours.
That's awesome.
Is pretty crazy.
Yeah, no like, kidding.
I'd probably get my ass in a multiplayer match.
Yeah, but. I might be picking it up then, because it really does sound like the color is less of an issue as you progress.
Yeah,
Destructoid gave it like a 9 out of 10 too.
Yeah, dude, everyone like loves this fucking brilliant. Game. Everyone yeah. loves this. But the one thing I will say is, I feel like that this game is I feel like I still want to get it on DS, because it still feels like it would be more of a it would be better as a portable game.
I feel that.
So
or the 3DS.
Well, actually, when I first played it, I actually kind of. Was like, maybe I should get this for the DS instead.
Doesn't he need to have one? Chris, don't you have to have a 3DS to get it for the 3DS?
It's not his turn. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was thinking about getting it for the DS, but I was like, man, I'm on my couch being lazy.
Playing the game.
I was going to get it, but then I decided to scratch my ass instead. So. One or the other, the ass one.
Apparently did that.
The ass thing sounded so much better.
Yeah, but other than the staples, that's the only new thing I've been playing this week.
Cool. All right. Nico, talk to us, man. What do you got?
You know, I really haven't been playing much new stuff lately.
All right, moving on.
I actually don't think I've bought a new game at all this year, and my first year? Two lacked. But,
yeah, so I'm with you. I'm with you.
Seriously.
I got to call you out, son.
The first one I bought this year was the dishwasher.
Oh, really?
But
yeah.
But that will change on Tuesday, because I have both. I have both Mortal Kombat and
Portal 2. Yes! You're totally stealing Repeat's Thunder, man. Don't steal Repeat's Thunder.
All right, this week coming out is...
All right, guys, there's a bunch of games that you should play, but you won't because you fucking suck.
We'll talk about...
And your show fucking sucks, too.
Some Mortal Kombat, but you guys won't buy because you're fucking stupid. So,
Now, that was a good one. That was nicely put.
So, anyway... Because I'm waiting for those, I'm just kind of working on the backlog, and one of the games that finished this week was actually BioShock 2.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
What did you
that was,
think?
That was on, wasn't that for like $5 on Steam the other day?
Yeah, but
it was.
I actually,
both of them were.
Why I actually bought again on 360 because...
Chivos.
It,
fuck.
Well,
Chivos. No, actually, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Can I get a bag of Chivos, Jason? You want to grab me a bag of Chivos?
Where are the Chivos?
Oh, Lisa, hang
on. By the way, for those in the stream watching, anytime Travis says dog or Chivos or anything dumb.
Got me a bag of Chivos, thanks. These are... Oh, yeah. That is a good Chivo.
Some Chivos.
Yeah, make sure you get that.
That is fucking a cheesy Chivorino right
okay,
there.
Okay.
Nico, we're interrupting Nico.
Okay, here we go, Nico. My question to you for BioShock 2. Okay, two-part question. First part, what did you think about the first half of the game?
I thought it was very slow.
What do you think about the second half of the game?
I thought it was much better than slow.
It's great.
No, what do you think about slow. The third half of the game?
The statute of limitations really isn't up on BioShock 2, right?
No, it's
really
not.
Talk about
no. It. No, well, no, wait, when did it come out?
I don't want to talk about it.
Right? Oh, do it.
Because they do some cool stuff at the... I mean, Man on the Sticks.
My
thumbs
wife
up
is
or thumbs
playing
down.
That.
BioShock 2. Can we talk about it? Jason says no. We can't talk about it.
Don't.
We talked about that like a shit ton already.
The moon blows up.
I mean, you guys.
Did we had a spoiler show of?
Yeah, you guys had a spoiler. You and Jeff talked about that.
And we were drunk as shit.
Did you go back and listen to it and say I don't remember?
Oh, it's dirty. It's bad.
Nice.
But I liked it. I thought. I actually thought the ending of BioShock 2 was a little less climactic.
Oh yeah,
as the first one, definitely. And I think the game overall just kind of lost the charm that the first one had, and that's probably because of the fact that it's just more BioShock as opposed to when you played the first one for the very first time.
Right.
You're experiencing Rapture just like everyone else.
There it is.
Have you looked at all the endings to that? To BioShock 2. There's like,
cool.
What, like seven endings?
It's about four or five.
But
four
the,
or five,
the yeah. thing is, there's like two real endings. And like, realistically, the rest are just gradients in the middle. Like, they're not
There's the good ending. There's the bad ending, and then the ones in the middle kind are like kind of good and kind of bad. But
so
it's
good ending, bad ending.
But like the thing that happens in the good ending is still the same, and the thing that happens in the bad ending is they're different total things that happen, but the ones that are in the middle still end with the same one thing or the other thing. You know, there's only two real things that could possibly happen. You either do or don't. You know,
right?
But there's like it's sunny out or it's not. That's basically the difference.
Literally, yeah, he's not joking.
I got that literally ending. That's what
there's a hurricane going on, or there is not a hurricane going on. You need farming lessons then, because you obviously don't harvest enough, sir.
I see what you did there.
That was good.
Very nicely done.
I haven't played the game, but I see what you did there too.
Yeah. I won't say too much more about BioShock 2. I mean, it's already been discussed to death, but it was good. You know, I did enjoy it. I probably will play Minerva's Den at some point.
Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, I heard Minerva's Den is like far better than the actual game.
The actual campaign, yeah. True. Yeah.
Kelly tells me BioShock 2 was okay and BioShock 1 was awesome. Just to throw that in
there. That's just fair.
I beat two, didn't beat one, so I don't know what that says.
No. What the fuck is wrong?
It's the whole Dragon Age thing again, like what we were talking about earlier.
No, it's not. It's
better, but I never
played it. The game had terrible checkpoints, and I got fucked. That's why.
While you're playing the game, I could see how that'd be distracting.
Yeah.
I really could.
You're in my way.
Come on.
God. Get off me!
You know, doggy style would be so much easier. Really?
What did I have to do with anything?
I also want to mention real quick that I also was able to pick up Alan Wake for $10.
Nice.
They were selling download codes on Amazon. And I want to give a shout nice out to
somewhere our end of boy, stats just exploded.
What's that? How far did you get?
I actually haven't gotten very far at all, but I got hooked up with by Better Tomorrow for a for the download code for the
that's my man Jeff Wildman, yeah. friend of the show.
Jeff with the J.
That dude's awesome. We love that guy.
Shout out to him. But I haven't gotten very far. I can't even say where I am in the story because it kind of took a left turn when I got to my checkpoint. I literally stopped at one point of the story and then I woke up in a crashed car at the edge of a cliff.
That's the beginning of the game.
Okay. Maybe you should have turned right instead of left.
Congratulations, you're like 30 minutes in, if that.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it took a left turn. Dude, the credits rolled, and that shit took a left turn.
that game will freak you out, though, man.
Tasty Chivos, right?
I love these Chivos.
These Chivos are tasty.
You know, I read in Podcasting Weekly that eating chips and stuff like that on podcasts is really what's in right now.
I like it. Make sure you crunch loud in the mic.
Can we take these away? That's about as sexy as my balls.
Speaking of sexy,
it's probably a good
balls.
Idea.
I don't know where you're going with that either.
All right, let's move along. Chris, what are you playing?
Oh, it's my turn. Hey, I got a 3DS.
Yay!
Moot!
How about that shit? I'm not going to talk about it.
How many pictures have you taken?
A lot. It's actually in the middle of Ridge Racer right now. So
Ridge Racer. I'm getting out of your suspension because I'm going into camera.
Well, there went
your
checkpoint.
Just mess with my checkpoints. That's fine. I didn't need it to be saved or anything.
That's okay.
But that's not what I'm going to talk about. So the one thing I will say about that is everyone talks about how bad the battery life is, and they're fucking
right. It's terrible.
They are right. I mean, I played literally two races of Ridge Racer. I've probably taken like 8 or 9 pictures and played two AR games, and it's like halfway.
If the 3DS were a car, it would get 8 miles per gallon.
Pretty much. It's the same miles per gallon
it's
as
really
a fucking
not
Lamborghini.
Good at all. Yeah, like, at not. All.
But what I do want to talk about is probably the best beat-em-up game ever made. Let's talk about some Streets of Rage Remake.
Oh, you got that?
I got that shit.
Nice.
Oh, I am so glad I did, too, because it is so good. Basically, like from the very start, they give you every character from all three Streets of Rage games. All right, so you can play any of them in any like part of the game, and they also give you like all of the attacks that were in the different games. So like in the first game, they had the car that would pull up and shoot out of the bazooka and shit, and then they had in the second game you had like special moves that you could do. You have all of that. The third game I didn't play a whole lot of, so I'm gonna hope you guys might be able to back me up. But one of the things that they have is like main character is Alex, the blonde dude with the high tops.
Right.
And he could do the grand upper move, right? In this particular version, you can upgrade the grand upper. So if you like, the first one is just the grand upper, and the second one is the grand upper, and then he spins around and he does like a hook. And the other one, he literally like does the like half a grand upper, spins around, and straight up does a dragon punch. It's fucking badass. And then outside of that, there's like branching stages. So
kind of like D&D, like the arcade game where you can like choose to go like to the castle or to the village and stuff like that.
Kind of like that, yeah. That's so cool. It's like there were two points where I saw it. So there was one point where I was going through and you know, this never happened in the original games, but it says like it shows you the arrow that says go.
Right.
Right. Well, the arrow will say go to your right, or it shows you like go through this door, and you go through the door and it's like a completely different branch of the stage. And that's really cool to me. They really opened it up and they added their own stages and that kind of thing. And I think that's really fucking cool.
Okay. So earlier in the week, real quick, this was taken down.
Right.
Okay. They issued a statement, but I never read the article. Do we know what they said in the statement?
They said a bunch of bullshit about trying to protect their intellectual property and stuff like that. So
are they putting out another game? Like, that's the thing. Like, if you have plans to put out another game of this, I can understand.
Yes.
Okay, yes, let's do that. But if there are no plans, if they were like, okay, well, Streets of Rage is on our back burner right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's pull this shit. This is bullshit. You know what? Like,
And that's the thing. It's like it's not like Sega didn't know that they were doing this shit. They've been working on it for 8 years. They've been working on this fucking remake.
Shit.
It's been a long time. I mean, they revamped the entire game.
It looked good.
Yeah, it looks great. And I don't understand what the deal is and why they would, you know, pull it down like that when they didn't give a shit about it when it was going through.
Well, now that people like it, they want to make money off of it.
Right.
Because
right.
they found out people like it.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
Now that everyone likes it, they're going
to
make a new...
They didn't want to take the gamble on it, but once they found out people
good,
like
Jeff.
It, they're like, shit, give me money.
Yeah, and now you'll probably get that next Streets of Rage game. They probably said, oh, people actually want
Absolutely.
This. Let's do this.
Now that they've gotten to pull the audience for free, which they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't take that lightly.
Yeah.
And now they're charged $1,200
Microsoft points for it,
and people will pay it, so it's not their fault.
I promise, I swear to God.
You know what? As long as that group that made this remake gets paid for it, I'm happy.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will.
That wouldn't happen that way.
I think that, yeah,
they'll
I
use
think
that as a poll. They'll use that basically as like a focus group. They'll be like, all right, so you would buy a Streets of Rage game.
Exactly.
Sweet. And
exactly.
Now they're going to make one and sell it to
you
and make
all
the money.
They let it ride. They decided like along the way, hey, this will make some money. And
exactly.
Well, for you guys who are more tech savvy, this is my thing. Okay, well, they pulled it, but can't you just like torrent it?
Yes.
I'm sure you
can. That's how I got it.
That's how I'm going to get it then, because I do want to play it.
Yeah. That's, I will straight up.
Distractions does not support torrents.
I do not support pirating. I support torrents. I don't support pirating.
Me.
You can't pirate something that was free in the first place.
You could, actually.
Maybe.
It depends on what license it
is. I guess it depends if like Sega pulls it down or not.
It's science.
It's science!
It was released under science.
But
Streets of Rage being brought to you by science.
By science. So you've got like you know, they've got the six different characters that you can choose from. You know, they've got like, I think they said like 100-something stages, something like that. Like
100-something?
A ridiculous amount of stages. Like revamped music, revamped graphics, all of this shit.
Nice.
And then they made the game bloody. I'm like, I did not expect this. I was like, okay, so you know the part where a lot of people who have played Streets of Rage 2 will know this, what I'm talking about. But there's a part in Streets of Rage 2 where motorcycles are driving by and they're throwing fucking dynamite, right? So they were throwing dynamite, and I basically knocked a guy into a piece of dynamite. The dynamite exploded, and one half fell on one side of the screen. One half of him fell on the other side of the screen.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck? I
awesome.
seriously stopped and just like stared at the screen for a second.
Aww.
I'm like, did that just happen?
That poor biker.
Fucking biker.
That's what I'm saying.
But
it wasn't Mortal Kombat like though, where it's like a trash bag full of femurs that exploded.
No, it seriously was like one part of his body landed on one side of the screen and one part of his body landed on the other, and like half of it, where
it
ended,
gushing?
There was blood. It didn't gush or anything, but it was like,
so it's not dishwasher bloody, but
no.
It's pretty bloody.
It's not even really that bloody, but compared to Streets of Rage,
really.
It's blood. There's blood there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that just literally, it surprised the shit out of me. So, and you know, besides that, it is straight up Streets of Rage goodness. It is exactly what you remember and more. And if you guys are into Streets of Rage, I highly suggest you find a way to get
it. How do we get it? Oh, you just got to
go to
ETJunkie.org.
You got to go to a torrent somewhere.
Got to be ninja-like.
Be careful with your torrents too.
Yeah.
Because you'll be mass tweeting everybody with some bullshit.
Make sure that you only torrent things that are under general distribution license.
Yes.
Don't pirate shit. Don't pirate shit.
Help out.
Interactive Distractions definitely does not
condone piracy.
Condone piracy. Thank you. But that's it for me, man. I just wanted to let you guys know how
if
much
if you wear an eye patch, you are not our friend.
That's right.
His favorite letter is R.
Hey, Jason.
Wow.
Shut up, Nico.
What you want, man?
Can we take a call?
No. Actually, we are not set up for that.
Oh, really? Okay.
I thought we were saving everything for... We need to talk about this stuff, Chris.
I'm sorry. I thought we did. I'm sorry. My bad. My fault. I'm sorry.
My drink sounds easy.
You know what? Is anybody ready to take a... Does anybody want to call us? We'll take a call. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck it. We'll do it live!
All three of us shit live.
Sweet.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to post up the number in which you can reach us.
That would be 215. So in this.
Also known as 215-76 INDIS.
I like that.
That or you can reach us at... what's our Skype ID?
Interactive Distractions. All one word.
All lowercase.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
It's been a long time since I've heard that.
I got half a stock.
I definitely got a semi.
Seriously.
I'm half mass. Thank you, Jason.
Good thing this is waist up. Just saying.
Now is the time to introduce you that we have actually set up a crotch cam for me. I don't know if we can
hold on. Let me adjust.
We can bring that up.
Extra zoom.
He shoots. He scores.
Yep. It definitely has a macro lens. This is true.
All right, we're gonna take a caller.
Let's take a caller.
This is great for us because we have no idea who it is.
I know.
Or if this even works.
It's like potluck.
Hi, hey, Mom.
You were on with Indus. Who dis?
Hello.
It works.
You missed the who this part.
Who this?
Who this?
This is Double O Rican.
Rican!
Double O Rican!
I can't hear anything.
Zeus, thank you so very much for teaching me how to make Demon Souls not as frustrating.
What, play as the Royal?
Cheat?
You know, worse than that.
I'm Rican, so I look for any glitch.
Right?
I didn't know there was a Rican class.
There is a Rican class.
There is a Rican class, unofficially.
Okay.
Unofficially. It's a little bit more advanced than Jason mode, because
Jason
you don't play it on easy. You play it on hard, you glitch it, so it's like it's easy.
Right.
So, yeah, the Rican class is what they call the duper. It's,
yeah.
Oh, it sounds like PSO all over again.
Not quite a Royal.
So Rican, I'm going to have to say that, dude, it was not MGC without you. I missed you so much at MGC this year, man. Where the fuck were you?
She's in my house. We're hanging out.
I wanted my teddy bear.
I wanted to go so bad, but I couldn't make it because my boss is out of town, and if he's out of town, then I have to be in town to make sure if any catastrophe happens at work, I got to be there and be able to fix it.
Did your boss go to MGC?
Oh, we had a blast with him. He was a cool guy.
Was there something else happening that weekend? I'm confused.
Ironically enough, he won the Street Fighter tournament.
He went to Vegas CineCon.
Oh, he went to Vegas.
For theater owners, and he's higher up. The owners and him are...
Yeah, Vegas would be pretty awesome.
Our corporation. So he had to go on Sunday because it started on Monday.
That sounds as exciting as one of my pool and spa shows. I'm not going to lie.
All right, well, here's the question.
Chances are not exciting.
Rican, tell us a game that you're interested in talking about. What's distracting you?
What's distracting me? Well, I took a little mini vacation last week, and I went through Demon Souls. I'm almost beat that. I'm probably about maybe three bosses from beating that.
Rican, what's your soul level right now?
It's 280.
Jesus, holy
shit!
I'll tell you how later.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm like 20 hours in, and I'm like 127 or something.
Oh, well, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
I'm a level 176.
Holy God,
I'm
man!
10 hours in, and I'm 280. So it feels good to be on top of the world.
What the fuck? What exploit did you fucking find?
It's item duping.
Oh, item duping. Oh,
yes,
that's what it is. And you're selling the items.
No, actually.
You're duping souls or something?
Yeah, you know when you beat a big boss?
The big dragon?
Whoever.
The archdemon.
Sure. Well, I beat the archdemon and he gives you like 26,000 souls.
Right, something like that.
You can totally cheat and get 200 of his soul. So you do whatever you want with that, basically.
But I have to go back and play the game again and beat that guy because I already sold
You can do it with any demon soul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, any Demon's Souls, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to check a fact.
The more Demon's Souls you can do. Because what you do is if you beat the Tower Knight, you dupe it, and you get, like, 200 Tower Knight souls, and then the Tower Knight's worth 16,000 Demon Souls, so you just cash them in, and you still have, like, 100 Tower Knights, but you cast it in 100, so now you have 1.6 million Demon Souls to upgrade.
I got to get on that fucking cheating joint.
That's awesome. I don't want to kind of give it out over the air because I feel like we keep cheating to ourselves.
You feel dirty?
Yeah. Because, I mean, this is straight up cheating, but it's the only way that I can stomach playing this game.
We can keep it in the family.
Right. Yeah. I'll help the Endless family.
The thing is even if you level up, you still got to play the game, and it doesn't make
it's still
it
hard.
Like, if you're not careful, you can still lose. Bosses can still get you, and enemies can still, you know, they surround you. If you're not expecting it, you can die quick.
I mean, you still have to know what the fuck you're doing in the game. You know, you can't
sucks. I feel like if you're soul level like 3 million, you should be able to walk through shit. That should be as good as IDDQ fucking D, okay? You should be able to walk through a dungeon.
Your eyes should be glowing.
Fuck shit up. And it not be an issue. But it's not. Like, you still have to kind of block and worry about dying.
Oh, shit. So, Rican, almost done with Demon's Souls then, yes?
Yeah, I'm almost done with Demon's Souls. I probably got the last world, which I think is World 5. I just got to beat that. But right now I'm trying to do some of the other stuff, like find all the weapons and the miracles and the magic.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, I have to do it on the second playthrough. So, I also play stacking. I beat stacking to 100%.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
That was okay. It was not as good as Costume Quest, but it was decent. It gets a little bit laborious towards the end because you're doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it seemed like that, yeah.
And then I beat Tomb Raider, which was fantastic. It co-op the whole game.
Which one? Is that...
The Guardian Light.
Good. Yeah, Lara Croft, Guardian Light. All right.
Yeah, I co-op that one with Johnny as a Boy. It probably took us about 10, 12 hours to do it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Over like 2 or 3 days, but it was a fantastic time. I had fun with that, and... Like, I'm looking forward to more games in that genre with Tomb Raider or with whatever other character they want to do. I think it was an excellent game. And, you know, some of the characters they put in there, like the Kane and Lynch, which they gave out for free, you know, they're pretty hilarious because they curse in there. And, you know, it's a different take from, you know, they voice them differently. And, they play the part just like they will play in their normal games. They curse and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny seeing the other characters in
there. Right. I'm actually looking forward to that new Lara Croft game, whenever it does come out.
And Chris, just to touch up on Mighty Magic, touch on something. One of the things that I played the demo today, and I played it to completion, and one of the things that to be careful of is you get your general army, but you also get, like, elite armies, which is the deer. The deer's an elite army.
Yeah, I got those.
And what can persist and what can be a problem for you is those deers are mainly white. And then a little bit of it is a different color.
Yeah. They've got, like, the emblem on them that glows green or something like that.
Yeah, so that thing might throw you off, because if you're having trouble seeing yellow and blue, the yellow and blue on the deers are not very pronounced. They're very, like, minute. So yeah.
The yellow and green is the problem, so that's my issue.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So, but other than that, I played the demo. I didn't know anything about it, and, like, I want to buy the game. I'm probably going to buy it.
It's fun.
So
cool. Well, Rican, thank you very much, dude. Hey, are we going to see you at your request off for Indus Fest already? We're going to see you for Third Strike.
Oh, yeah.
He best be there.
You know, I'm there. So that's not a problem. And the day works out. You know, the biggest thing with me is that because I work in the theater industry, I have to watch certain dates.
So we're doing it in July, so that's good for you, right? Yeah, no July movies out in July?
July is awesome.
The next Will Smith July joint's 4th, coming out.
Harry Potter is even worse.
Cool, man.
I got one question for Kill 9. Has he announced when Edipalooza 2 is going to happen?
Oh, God. You know, here's the thing. Edipalooza 2, people kind of agreed that the best month that would work out would be later in the year. And I feel like it's too close to Indus Fest, which is clearly the superior event. Clearly. So, really, unless there's... Go ahead.
Dude, I was going to say, Edipalooza turned into a four-person shindig
around the world.
To a bunch of people being like, hey, let's crash the fucking Burgesses.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. I will do
another Edie Palooza. If I get enough people saying that they're down, regardless of what how close the date's going to be, because it'd be sometime in August. And if people go, you know what, regardless of how close it is to end this fest, I'll do both. Then I'm down. But if people are like, I'll go to your thing, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it to Indusfest, or I'll go to Indusfest, but I won't be able to make it to your thing, then if it conflicts that much, I don't want it to be a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Jeff's got to come from Canada. I'm not going to be like, yo, you want to fly down the United States twice in 2 months?
No,
let's
do
that. You know? So it's like, I felt like as I was starting to think about doing it in August, I felt like I would be uncomfortable asking people to come in August. And then I felt like that shouldn't be. So I was going to just not do it. But if enough people show interest in it, my place is open and hotels around it are too. So
and hotels in your area are pretty cheap.
Hotels in my area are cheap as shit. So like, Jeff, you can stay at my place, but your ass needs to stay in another place. But
like your face, maybe? Right,
fair enough, we'll just keep me updated on the situation.
You know, I'll keep you in the loop.
Any event that I can make it, which has you guys in there, or you know, any.
Are we taking another call, or are we moving on to news?
But it's good to hear from you guys, and you know, I'll be watching the rest of the show, watching you guys. So make a funny or something. You know, make fun of Jeff for me, please.
All right, Rican, thank you very much for calling in, man. We'll talk.
Hey, love you, man.
See you later.
Later, Zeus.
All right, so it is break time.
Yes. Yay! We need more drinks, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back.
Way empty.
And we're going to do news. And then after news, we might take some more, we might take another break. Depends on how we're feeling at the time and how full our drinks are. And then we're going to take your calls after that just for the hell of it. And then we're going to do some new releases, and then we'll talk about question of the week. And then we'll end off the show. So stay with us. We're going to be back right after this.
These cigars stink.
Mics are live.
Are we coming back?
We are coming back.
Oh shit!
Hey, look, I got a fresh drink, man.
I do too.
Hey, cheers!
And his cheers. Hey, here's the guys on the camera.
Yeah, come on,
guys on the camera. Cheers!
Hey.
Love you, fuckers. Oh wait, I didn't say motherfuckers, so I'm not really that drunk yet.
You're not drunk.
So,
love you, fuckers. By the way, this rum is disgusting to mix with. Thank you so much, Repeat.
Repeat, love you, brother, but
no,
your rum sucks.
But the cam,
that's kind of
going.
Good though. It's going to keep me more sober that's because okay. I'm going to. Because
you're not
going to
drink. Yeah, you're nurse, that glass is going to be half full.
Can I?
By the time we finish the show, we'll get through half.
Can I posit that if we wanted to slow down Nabishin's drinking habits, we could make him drink this?
Drink that shit? Yeah.
Nobody is car bombing this shit.
No,
it's
no
not
way.
Happening.
No way, no way. Hey, let's talk about some news real quick, man. Let's go through a few things. I know that Jeff had a few things. So, Jeff, why don't you go first with one of your news items?
I do. Number one, well, it's not really news. We all saw it coming, but Street Fighter. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Oh, shit. I'm stoked about this a little bit now.
Is official now.
Yes.
So it's going to be a DLC. I think it's June. I don't have the link in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's June 7th for DLC.
Jason is cheering.
Jason is excited.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, the most exciting part, though, is how much?
I think the DLC stuff, I think, is $15.
Oh,
but
yes.
The disc version is going to be 40. It's the same thing as the Super Street Fighter 4, which is going to release 2 weeks later, I believe, on June 18th.
Only $15 for the shit that you're getting on that? That's exciting, because before you paid $40 for a disc. Let's be honest.
Exactly.
When you got Super Street Fighter 4, you're getting basically the same kind of thing that you're getting in the Arcade Edition DLC, but you're only paying $15 for it.
And also, the Arcade Edition stuff will work with people that just have Super Street Fighter 4 who don't have the DLC.
That's good. So that's what I think is really cool.
Like
so they're going to actually give everybody...
Right.
They're actually going to give everyone the DLC. It's just that if you want to use...
And the characters, right.
The four characters... Is it four characters?
Yeah. That's a good question,
it's four
too.
Characters.
Yeah,
it's
if you want to use the four characters, then you have to have the pack. So
right.
I do it's like that aspect of it. So
yeah.
Okay, now the last time we talked about this bit of news, I was on the show, and I remember... When they announced Super Street Fighter 4, and everybody was like, well,
they can't do DLC.
Shouldn't this be DLC? Right. Couldn't this be DLC and everything like that? I thought Capcom came out and said, well, we're adding new characters and we're also tweaking the game a little bit. We're balancing it. We're going to nerf some characters. We're going to make some characters a little bit stronger, kind of even out the tiers as much as possible if we can. But they said they couldn't do that via DLC. They had to do it in this release.
You want to know the difference? First, I'll tell you what the difference
really is. The online, the netcode.
Ultra 2. The fact that you're committing a second ultra that you can choose to a character changes the mechanic entirely. Like, if you notice, with all the characters, when they do their second ultra, regardless of if it makes sense to be a punch or a kick, it's if you're doing a two-quarter circle punch is the first ultra. If you're with Ryu, say, his second ultra is two-quarter circle forward and kick, even though it's a punch that he does. And it's just because the code had to be written that way. You know what I mean? They had to... this is all my guess here, but I'm telling you that I think they added a full mechanic to the game. They added a second ultra for each character versus just a couple balance tweaks.
I think they just figured out how to do it now.
I like that answer better.
Yeah,
people get mad, be like, well, you know, how many Street Fighters are going to have? But I don't look at this any differently than Call of Duty or Killzone or any other
FPS
coming out with map packs and charging $15 to $20 for. And they do this, like, what, 3-4 times a year?
Yeah.
So
At least twice. I mean, at least twice, but yeah.
Halo's put out two map packs at $10 a piece.
A year. Yeah, exactly. So this is not a problem at all. I'm just happy that they have a DLC version of it if you want, and it is cheaper. They're not doing the full, like,
and DLC version. The cool thing is that you still have the option, because even if you enjoy fighting online, playing Street Fighter online, if you don't want to spend the $15 on these four extra characters or whatever, you still can play online with people who have gotten those characters. That's fantastic. And that is probably the best way that you could possibly approach something like this.
You couldn't do that day one in vanilla. You could not play with each other. So
So
I think that might have been the biggest problem with that. Think about it. Think about trying to play with somebody who has two ultras and you're playing vanilla and you only have one.
That could be a problem.
It wouldn't mesh right.
See, I would really think like when it came to like from vanilla to super, I would think that one of the biggest things that they changed was the net code because of the fact that you have spectator mode now.
And you can have lobbies in a lobby of eight people.
So I mean, that's a huge undertaking right there. And that would have been
rewriting an entire segment of code.
They can transfer that over to Marvel's Capcom 3.
That won't be
thumbs up.
Cool. Hey, anybody else got one before we talk about, the next Nintendo big news?
Well, there's also, are we going to hit that now?
Let's do it.
What the hell?
Go for it.
Right. Hey, Wii HD. Who gets...
Fuck that. Don't act like you would not buy that console. Dude, come on.
On paper, this shit sounds awesome. I'm not going to lie.
I'll buy it.
Here's the thing. It's like when, you know, they've talked about like the power of what the next Wii system is going to be. And they said that it was going to be more powerful than PS3 and 360. My theory is that the more powerful than 360 and PS3 is going to be about the same amount of more powerful as the GameCube was to the PS2.
Right.
You're really not going to see that much of a difference. They're doing is playing catch up as far as the tech goes, so they could actually get some of the hardcore back in. None of the casual people that bought a Wii are going to buy this system. I honestly think that, this system is going to sell significantly less than the Wii.
So you think this is going to be Nintendo's hardcore, like quote unquote hardcore machine? Like, there'll be some casual stuff there, but you think they're still going to support the Wii full force?
I think they will. Yeah.
Can I get some details on that?
I don't think so at all.
How do you not support a system that has 90 million consoles out there?
What's coming out this year besides fucking Zelda?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
They're dropping that shit like a fucking cold towel, dude.
There's a monkey ball coming out.
They were in so much shit for N64 and GameCube, and then they brought out this thing that sold a ton of money, made a shitload of money. Now they're like, let's try to get into this for real now. Let's see if we can take down Microsoft or Sony.
And that's the thing, though. It's like most of the people that bought the Wii are like, the Wii, it's Wii Sports. That's all
they
need.
So I think they don't care. That's why I think they're brilliant. Is because they pulled in all these people to make money, and it worked.
We
and
now they have
they can totally bomb with this next console and still be like,
that's
all right,
true. It won't really matter.
Can we go into the details of the actual console? We kind of skipped over it. VHD, are you going to buy it? Like,
okay, no, yeah, exactly. There are Destructoid today released a post that the group that forgive me because I don't have the group's name and everything, but the site that that kind of before Engadget outed the NGP and the specs on that, it ended up being pretty much like
dead on
for it. They contacted Destructoid, and Destructoid came on and said, okay, these are the
sites. Did he just say tit for tit?
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like tit for tit to me.
Well, anyway.
It sounded like it to me, too.
Well, that's good either way.
he's got a point.
Boobs. So you read this news, I'm assuming, as well. So,
no, sir, I haven't.
You did not. Okay,
that's
so
why
here's
I'd like
it
to
is.
Hear it.
They are saying that so far what Nintendo has is not – they're just shooting for 720p. They're not going to be shooting for like a 1080i.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, didn't
like
they
that.
Say it was going to be native 1080p?
The system is going to be very – yeah, exactly. The system is going to be very similar in the innards and everything. It's going to be very similar to to Xbox 360. Okay. So very PC-like. Yeah, so porting over to the new Wii. To the new Nintendo console is going to be very, very simple. Also, the main news was the controller itself.
I have heard rumors about
the controller is said to have a 6-inch touchscreen display on the controller. So,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you saying he gives a shit?
When I think solid controls, I think iPod Touch. Are you fucking kidding me? No.
You think that, but I'm sorry. That's I think that's wrong. And the reason I think that's wrong is the Nintendo DS. I think he's wrong because. Well, he's saying who gives a shit about it and everything. He's saying iPod Touch. Yeah. This is not what he's saying. They're saying it's going to be no. It's going to be a okay. Nintendo DS, is that a success?
Hell yeah.
Okay,
success
it's a success.
Or not, does not weigh on how much.
Check
like
it
shit
out.
I
hear
guess.
Me out, dude. Hear me out.
Because I don't like.
They said
it's
going to have
either.
The controller itself is going to have a 6-inch touchscreen display on it, but it's also going to have a directional pad, analog stick, and face buttons on it as well. So pretty much what you're looking at is a Nintendo DS with your bottom screen is the touchpad and all your controls, and the top screen is your high definition television. I'm sorry, but that's fucking awesome.
I am hype.
That is Bring awesome. It.
You guys can be hype all day. I do not give a shit.
A high-def machine that can easily port over all the games that the PS3 and the Xbox is getting, and then get your Nintendo licensed games. I am fucking hype. Sign me up.
Can I ask a question? Here's a question for this shit. Nintendo is currently known for making profit on all of their systems day one. How much is this fucker going to cost?
Well, 720p is not like it's the next generation.
But
it's already here, so it's cheap to make as it is.
Think about it.
It comes back to like what we said is they're going to take a hit on this one because they made so much money off the DS not taking a hit.
They're not
going to
take a hit. They're not going to take a hit. They might make less profit, but they're going to make profit off this system. There's no doubt.
I think you guys are missing how little the technology that they're using now costs. And just to get this out of the way real quick, though, the fact that they're aiming for native 720p, every video game you play for the most part right now
is native 720p.
Yes.
So they are competitive with the HD consoles
exactly.
that are out
right now. Exactly.
And how much
they're
are the HD consoles? Now the HD consoles are minimum. The minimum right now is $200, right? Xbox 360 has got a 4 gig you know, system, $200. Yeah. You got to take that and then put the technology that they're putting into the controller. That's going to be a more expensive system, people are going to look at it and say, this is a Nintendo system, and it's more expensive.
In the chat room, Bruce brought that up. Going to be an expensive-ass controller. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the controller replacement itself is going to be...
It'll be like 50, 60 bucks.
It's probably
going to
be the most... Oh, it's going to be fucking
gonna
more
be,
than that.
Yeah, it'll be the
it'll
most
be 50
controller.
Or 60 bucks.
It'll be at least $60.
It's like 50 bucks for a DualShock 3, dude.
Exactly, yeah.
It's going to be 100 bucks for that controller.
For a Wiimote and a
guaranteed 100 bucks for that controller.
50, 60 bucks.
Think about it. No. Hold on. Let's get this out of the way. Think about if you were to go out and buy...
A touch
like before,
like an iPod touch.
No. I'm not even getting to that. Think about the Wii right now. The Wii, a Wiimote. Let's
I would
get...
just want pre-orders, by the way. Just saying.
Cheers, sir.
Oh, shit.
Cheers.
I know we need a more like oomph version of Zing. There has to be something above Zing.
God
damn.
God damn.
That was that's
awesome.
It.
God right. damn. So if you go out and buy a Wiimote, right, and a nunchuck, it's $60. Then you add on Wii Motion Plus, you're looking at an $80 controller. Let's get rid of like the Wiimote Plus. Okay, because that's a new thing, and it's what should have fucking been released in the first place.
Right. Sure.
So $80 for a controller for the Wii.
With no.
How much is the controller going to be for the Wii HD?
This is a year out. They're gonna it's find a way to lower the cost.
If it's any more than $60,
they can't sell a controller for more than $80.
And let me ask you this,
says Nintendo on the top, so yes, they can.
Yeah,
it's like Apple, bitch. You can sell anything for any amount of money. All right, now so
and
the other thing is. Rechargeable batteries? Are we finally going to see this in a fucking Nintendo controller?
In the chat,
probably not.
It would have to be kind of like some sort of like ion battery. It needs to be, especially with a touchscreen.
If it's not rechargeable, they are so behind the times of the other characters of the other like competitors that they're in trouble. But right. I'll be honest with you. I am interested to see what they do. Whether I get one or not, that depends on
the games.
The games.
Did we touch on this last week? Where if they are to release this early before MS and Sony, yeah, you'll get the Nintendo stuff, but no third party is going to put more money into developing a game that is more powerful than the 360 or PS3 and not be able to port that over. So you're still going to get stuff.
For third party developers, it'll never be lead platform. A lead platform is always going to be PS3 or 360.
Especially with all that extra storage they're now going to have on the 360.
I agree there.
Yeah. No. That's insane.
I agree there. Now here's the one thing. Now I'm all for this and I'm hyped for it, but don't get me wrong. I do have a little about this. Now, in that report, it's saying that Nintendo is viewing Blu-ray as their software of choice.
Okay, that's intelligent.
That is where I'm confused. Okay, so you're wanting, of course, yes, Nintendo likes to make profit on everything they sell, but now they have to kick a little money towards Sony and other people. It is the right thing to do.
You know what? Microsoft is just too fucking stubborn to realize. Okay. Blu-ray is the best format out there right now to put games out there.
Right. It's the optical media to go.
Go ahead, Jay.
Guaranteed.
I was going to say, do you guys not have, like, I've seen some TV, like, Sony TV displays and, like, Best Buy, whatever, here, and they're the 3D displays, and they actually advertise it being 3D on 360. It's because it's in Sony's best interest to push 360 because it can do 3D. More 3D TVs you can sell, the better.
Yeah. Here's one of the things that I want to point out right now, just for this particular conversation about like having advertising or licensing or something like that to a competitor. You guys know all those stupid ass Microsoft Windows 7 commercials that are like to the cloud. You know what I'm talking about? One of those there's a woman pictures for her family. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? They're all sitting on the couch and they all have like different poses.
To the photo bucket.
And they go, to the cloud. And they go, to the cloud. And there's a big ass Sony logo on the monitor in that commercial.
Oh, really?
Sony Vio.
It is a Sony monitor. And so, you know, companies just
gotta. That's normal, dude.
And I think companies just need to fucking get over that shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like Microsoft, when they come up with another console, it's still digital distribution, whereas it's kind of sneaking in right now, it's long way before you can get a fucking major console game.
You'll get
as
the
digitally
portable,
distributed
sure, but
as the main
yeah, like, right.
I mean, portables having digital is great to me. That makes sense. It increases
totally
battery life
sense.
Everything else
totally
on
makes
on my
sense.
home console there is something about taking the thing and putting it in my console, sitting back,
it's not
and
even
starting
that.
The game that I love.
Do you want, it's not even that to me. Do you want to download a 30 gig game? Do you want to download a 30 gig game?
Not with my internet speeds.
I fucking don't want to download. I know Jeff doesn't want it with Moose.
Yeah, right. Jeff would buy that game 8 times by the time he got the 30 gig.
Jeff's capped out at that point, too.
Jeff would have beaten that game before that shit downloaded.
No, I'm talking about the cap. He would have By the time he hits his bandwidth cap, he would have bought that game three times.
That's right.
Realistically, there's no such thing as a 30 gig game, unless you're talking about the different, like the 17 languages that
solid. Because they want to make something for both platforms. So at best, it's 16 gigs going between two dual layer DVDs.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like a Crysis 2 download on, like, it's not even, it can fit on a DVD.
They do compress a lot for the 360.
I don't want to extend this anymore, but I mean, think about the compressed Final Fantasy 13 that's on three discs on the 360.
That's true.
You know, it is compressed on 360 and it is not on the PS3.
But can we all agree that Final Fantasy on 360 was kind of an afterthought? Okay, we can sell more if we put on 360, so let's do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
We can sell more in America if it's on 360.
Because that was a for granted. Everybody kind of took that for granted of, it's Final Fantasy, it's going to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that they did that too. They're like, all right, we'll make this for Blu-ray. We got to make this fit on what now?
and I would agree with that. But you got to think about
fucking video.
Yeah, it is all the video. But my point still stands that, you know, that is still a game that is at least 17 gig, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
24, yeah, 17 to 24 gig. Yeah.
17 to 24 gig.
Nico, you had something to say too about it?
I do have a couple questions here regarding the rumors, because I haven't read any of them.
Okay.
Two of the things I want to know is, will this new system still incorporate the bullshit waggle control that we've seen on the Wii?
It's going to incorporate the bullshit touch control that we see on the iPod.
Apparently, great. Awesome.
Apparently, okay. They did touch on that. They said it will be backwards compatible, and also your controller will act. They're working on it to where your controller will act as the Wii sensor bar for the console. So where you, if you have a Wiimote, you can still play backwards compatible. As your controller,
your Wiimote at your controller.
You're gonna point a Wiimote at the controller. You're gonna put the Wii HD mode on top of your TV, and you're gonna be doing this.
Kelly,
shit,
go stand in front of the TV and hold up the Wiimote so I can point my hold up the controller so I can point my Wiimote at it.
Unbeknownst to the haters, you can also put the sensor bar under your TV screen, and it works just fine.
Also for $10
but
down.
Interesting that they're trying to do that.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. Regardless of all the shit that we're talking, still interested. Still want to know what it's going to happen.
I think everyone's interested. Well, we're just
I can't
so
wait. I can't. I really interested. Can't wait.
What's that, Nico?
Here's probably the bigger question, at least to me, and it's something that was probably the biggest disappointment with the Wii, is that will this new system have a viable,
fun game?
Service,
yeah, not friend codes.
Yeah,
I gotta have friend codes.
I think they have to,
right?
Yeah, they think they have to.
Like the 3DS friend code, at least it's better.
They're kind of married to that system, you know,
friends list, which is
online safety thing, anonymity, blah 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 blah.
Right. I think they need something more than friend codes. I think they need to have.
Child predators.
No, I think you need an actual
friend codes too.
I think you need an actual, a name for yourself. I think that's necessary for the next console.
They need to emulate what PSN and Xbox Live is doing. All right,
let's be honest. They need to emulate what Xbox Live
is doing. Yeah. We can just exclude the PS3 from that.
Anyone else have anything? Any other news? Anything else?
Yeah, right. We've been on that for like 20 minutes now.
For real.
Besides, you finally saw a video for Street Fighter versus Tekken. Finally,
hey Abel King, sign me up. I'm done.
Bullshit.
I am done.
Bullshit.
I am buying that game.
Two bullshit games game. With two bullshit sets of moves.
other. throwing. Well, not coming into 2012. So, everyone knows Tekken is the fucking shittiest fighting game ever.
True.
In the extreme.
Pretty.
Anatech and like Eddie Kusanagi are out there like cursing
hating
your fucking
you,
name right
now.
Doesn't make him any less right.
No.
I am excited to see what that Tekken cross Street Fighter game is going to look like, though. I'm really interested to see how that's going to play
out. Dude, it looks really good, man.
No, the Tekken version?
Oh,
it's gonna look, that's going to look great.
It's going to look great.
It's
going to
look
like
amazing.
Hey, Jeff, Anatech actually might hate you less if you get the name of the game right. It's Cross Tekken.
Cross Tekken.
Oh, my sorry, God.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Right. I got it right, Jeff. Yep. I got you back.
Cross out again, because that's the shitty part.
Again, Jeff, we're Abel, King. I'm buying it.
Jeff, we're streaming to the internet, so you need to be careful
who
what you say.
Who can throw each other first?
They'll find you.
Whose command throw is better?
Even on Capcom's side, they managed to keep in some of Tekken's, the characters' actual combos in there.
That's really cool. That's awesome. I really like that because I noticed a lot of that stuff and everything.
Yeah, I did too. That's pretty cool. I'm very interested to see what they do with the slam combos for King. That's going to be interesting.
Looks fun as hell.
Yes. It looks like it is.
Does look fun.
All right. Are we done with news? Do we have anything else?
Newses.
You know, we actually had a Who Gives a Shit lined up, and I forgot what it was.
Who gives a shit about the
Wii HD?
There you go. Glenn had it.
I was going to say, I was watching Netflix today, and the one thing I wanted to do is, I wish I could control this on my Kinect, but oh, wait, I don't have a Kinect.
Oh, hell yeah! That's what it was. That's what it was. The Who Gives a Shit.
Fuck you guys. I've been waiting for that shit for so long. I am stoked.
You are full of shit.
No, fuck you.
You're full of shit.
The fact that I can Minority Report through my fucking Netflix queue, I'm stoked.
Do you have a
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Gives a shit.
I will say the time that I'm at, for the first time ever, I'm actually feeling like I kind of want a Kinect because we're at the release for some interesting games.
Oh, okay.
Of actual Child of Eden and the Gunstringer from
Child
Twisted
of Eden
Pixel.
Does look fucking awesome.
Both of those games are coming out in like the similar time frame, like within
When's
a month
Milo
of each other.
Out?
And the, never.
He's here actually. He's underneath my desk.
Oh, it's Milo.
I dream of you.
I appalled.
All right, guys. So we pretty much wrapped up news, correct?
Yes, I believe. So,
what do you think we should do?
We
you guys
should
want
some
to?
Calls.
You know what we should do? We should get Chance on the line.
What
here.
Was the question here, Jason? Do you guys want to what now?
Should we take some more calls?
Hold on. Chance only. I want Chance to call right now.
Say, we can get Chance on here. Chance.
What about
here?
That is not Chance. That is not Chance. Now we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. What's new?
Typical.
So hopefully this will work. Apparently Jeff and Nico could not hear our last head callers.
I'll talk Chance into getting you guys. Actually, even though this is on air, what account are you guys taking Skype calls on?
Interactive distractions, all one word.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, another boner I just got just now.
You could also call us at 215. So in this.
We're so into
sword fighting under the table for that all over.
All right, we're not getting a call from Chance, so I'll take anybody at this point.
All right, cool.
Take
any callers?
Hey, Chance, get on Skype.
Come on, someone call in.
Hey guys, thanks for calling in.
Let's do it.
Who dis?
Hey, you are on with Indus. Who dis?
Who dis?
Hey, can y'all hear me? Okay.
What's up, man?
I hear you just fine. Hey, Jeff and Nico, can you guys hear him?
Not at all.
Not. Shit. Not at
awesome.
All.
Son of a bitch.
So another break is coming right after this call.
I think it was said earlier, what is this, Amplified Gamers? We take 25 breaks around here.
Hey, enough with the 25 break Amplified Gamer jokes, all right?
So I think we know who this is. Who is this?
Who this?
I'm not telling.
I already know who this is, so why don't you just tell it?
Fuck,
is
no.
it Bad 76 from that laugh? Oh
no, it sounds like, is it Zvari? Sounds like Zvari.
No, he's out at his birthday.
Oh, so this is Vasi. No, that's the same person, right?
Yeah. No, let me clue Jason in. It's Mike O'Hara. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Mike
O'Hara.
My bad, dude. My
O'Hara.
Bad. What is up, Mike?
I've
how you
never
doing?
Heard him talk. So.
Mike O'Hara, how's it going?
I love the question marks. That's awesome.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing much.
What you got? What are you calling
in?
Talk to
us. I was going
to
tell y'all, I've been playing Dijo Hero 2. I got it thanks to the sale at Travis's employer.
Oh, is that right?
We're what not was, talking about my employer, though.
What was the sale?
It was DJ Hero 2, the turntable and the game for $30, I think.
Yeah, it's actually a really good deal.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I'd buy it for that.
Yeah, I almost did. Price. Almost did today.
Do they still have it for that price?
Yeah.
I might go back to GameStop.
Like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Or GameSpot.
GameSpot. GameSpot.com. Get all your reviews there.
That's a website.
Don't. Cool. How you liking it, man?
I think it's okay, considering I've never owned a plastic instrument game at all.
You never hit the Rock Bands up, man?
Dude, really?
Dude,
no.
You get on
you ever
play joint?
Track and field on
the
NES?
On that tip.
World class track meet. Get that power pad. Run your knuckles on there.
I don't want to hit the table too hard because it'll pick it up on the mic too much.
So, DJ Hero, what's up, man? Because I do want to get it.
I kind of like it. It's worth $30. I wouldn't have paid the, $100 it originally was.
The exorbitant.
Did you feel guilty buying a game from Activision brand new?
I don't know what you're talking about. I bought Call of Duty for PC new.
For $60? I'm off this call. I'm done.
Sorry. No, that's cool, man. How's the soundtrack? Because one of the things that I didn't like about the first DJ Hero is that the soundtrack was kind of meh.
Well, okay. Go ahead, Mike. I want to hear this.
The soundtrack is a lot better, and I've played a little bit of the first DJ Hero in, like, Best Buy whenever they had the demo units and whatnot.
Right. Okay.
And one thing I wish they would do is put the soundtrack on a goddamn CD.
Yeah, the sound. Okay, here's my deal. They have a lot of songs. They have a lot of songs that I like by themselves. I can't stand like fucking Holla Back Girl. I don't want to hear that bullshit. But like they do some really good jobs, and I agree. They should put them on a CD. The mashups are fantastic.
Some of them are amazing.
They're really, really good, and good for them for putting real DJs on these to master them perfectly.
Yeah, they did because they're all really all the mashups nice. That are on. Well, I don't want to say all, but a good chunk of the mashups on there are just originals for the game. Like they don't exist outside of DJ Hero and DJ Hero 2.
I want to throw this out there. So at MGC, Amplified Gamers, who you can check out at retroids.com.
It's a website.
It's a website. They did a DJ Hero like tournament thing going on, and the dude that won was freaking amazing. I mean, he
was good.
He hit every note. I didn't see him miss a note.
I have no idea what you guys are laughing at.
But that's all right.
Jeff, as usual.
Oh, okay. So, Michael Hara, what level are you on? Are you still playing on easy, or did you move up to medium? How's it going on that?
I started on medium.
Okay, and are you progressing well?
I don't see where I could move up. I'm content on medium.
That's cool.
Lame.
I'd probably be sitting there on easy, man. It's like
you don't have a hair on your nut if you don't go to hard.
One button for every like 8 beats. That's probably where I'd be.
Got to hit that hard. Got to do it.
I always play on hard.
I always play with the hard on. It's completely different. But yeah, no, I do it.
That's what Megan tells me.
Yikes.
God damn, son.
God damn.
Jeff's on fire with that Stella Tallboy tonight.
I know, right?
Hell yeah.
It's all about that aluminum can, son.
Jokes for days. Days.
All right.
No, they have, but DJ Hero 2 has a couple, like, they've got a DLC pack that's got Pendulum on there, mashup of just Pendulum song. Like, they've got good ass music on there. There's some shit on there, too, you know, but just like Rock Band, it's got some shit and some really good tracks. DJ Hero 2 is really falling into its own with some, you know, they got some Mastercraft, some Pendulum, they've got some other good kind of stuff that. They've got some old school stuff that you haven't heard in a while that get mashed up and thrown in there. You're like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. You know, like when you're playing it, you get that kind of vibe of this is kind of neat.
They have like Run DMC. They got like
Run DMC on the second one.
DJ Hero 1, was that on there?
I thought they did.
I don't know.
Walk This Way, I thought. I could be wrong.
I'm sure the internet will tell me.
That is such a good version
of
that song.
I've got both the boxes in front of me here.
If I was wrong, I'm sure that the internet will tell me that I was wrong.
We're invaded by Helgen.
Jeff is showing his Hellgast. Oh, and Nico's got the Terminator.
It's Arnold.
I think that the Hellgast helmet needs Arnold to headbutt the Halo cat helmet. They need to headbutt on screen.
Hey, Jeff, the Halo helmet would win because it's bigger.
Jeff, you have your toque?
He's not even paying attention.
Maybe not. He's not even paying attention. He don't care.
He's just done.
Fuck that guy.
Hey, Mike, you got anything else for us, man?
I was going to ask, have any of y'all seen the 12-minute trailer for Battlefield 3 yet?
I haven't.
No, I have not seen
tweeted.
It.
I heard about it today, but I haven't looked at it.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the first episode of the Mortal Kombat miniseries? That came out as well.
Yes. I haven't seen that either.
Yes.
I have not.
Awesome.
Was it awesome? I haven't seen it yet.
It was great.
Yeah, but you're a Mortal Kombat fanboy.
Well, yeah, he is a Mortal Kombat.
It's good. It's only, I think, maybe 10-12 minutes long. It's got me really hyped to see the rest of it. I was very, very impressed with it. And I mean, and the guy that was directing it, he's kind of like me. You know, he's been a fan
awesome
for so many years, and you know, wanted to kind of
do his own thing with Mortal Kombat. And this actually may lead to a feature film project.
I hope so.
If he plays his cards right.
I really, really hope so. I would love to see a dark, gritty, almost like kind of realistic like Mortal Kombat. Like that would be really cool.
You need to watch the first episode then.
I'll support it as much as possible.
Can I just say that I actually liked the first Mortal Kombat movie?
No, it's good. No, it's
Chris, you're not alone in that.
Okay. I forgot to mention also, along with my Mortal Kombat and Portal 2 pre-order, the same day the Mortal Kombat on Blu-ray releases.
Really?
And
I
have that like pre-order. The original Mortal Kombat movie on Blu-ray?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Ooh. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And it's supposed to come with, I believe, some type of content for the actual game itself.
I didn't know that was coming out day and date. That's day and date?
Yeah.
Like it's,
yeah. I think it's actually both movies, first and second.
As bad as it is, that would still be awesome.
Yeah. The second movie might be ass, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool.
It has some good music on it. I like the music.
Well, anything else from us, Mike? Anything else, dude?
There might be a possibility I might drop in for y'all for Third Strike.
Oh, God. Yeah!
Hide your wife.
Hold on.
This is 2 years
in
a row.
Hold on. I'm gonna take it down a minute. Mike? You told us at Indus Fest 1 that you were going to be there, and you bailed.
Beep, beep, beep.
You told us for the Deuce that you were going to be there, and third strike, I am not going to get excited about your ass being there until I see fucking plane tickets, baby.
You know what? I'm going to take it a step further. I'm not even going to be excited if you're there.
I will say this. Oates was able to show up.
Oh, he makes a goddamn good point. Can I put that out there? The fact that Oates said he was going to do something and he did it, and you didn't, you should feel bad about it.
I got to say.
You should be depressed about yourself as a human being.
Oh, can I just say I love this show? Okay.
Mike,
I am really looking forward to it, man. I hope you make it to
Thursday. Yeah, we'll see you out here, bro.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm hoping to make it if I don't get stuck building a new PC.
You and the old lady.
Wait, hang on. How long does it take you to build a PC that you're going to miss Indus Fest 3 in October?
And wasn't that the excuse last year? I'm building a new PC, so I can't make it to the news.
Building this computer. Oh, really got my nuts in a vice here. I don't think I can make it to Indus Fest.
Put it in a band. I
built a computer last year. This is the last one I'm building for a while.
So then don't build another one. Come to Indus Fest.
Cool.
And we'll see you here.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Mike, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right,
cheers,
we'll talk to you later.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to take a break again so we can try and figure out why Nico and Jeff can't hear our Skype calls. And we'll be back right after. I'm out of a drink anyway. So.
I need to pee.
Is that time for the B-Ray?
It's time for another drink. And we'll be right back. See you soon.
See ya.
Welcome back.
Hey.
We can't hear you, Jason.
I can hear you guys. I can hear you guys just fine.
There we go. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
There's
right.
That sexy voice.
So here's it's what sexy. I'm going to do right now.
What are
right
you
now,
doing?
I am going to do another time where we're going to give props to both Glenn and Jason.
Yeah.
For getting the shit set up. Because honestly, guys, you have no idea how complicated this setup is right now. It's fucking crazy.
I fucking believe it.
Oh, man. There are two mixers involved. There's like four laptops. Freeze. There's like 18 different cables going around. And
all because we needed to have
Skype calls.
All for you. All for the listener.
All for you motherfuckers. Yes, I've had a lot to drink.
Chris is drunk.
Chris is saying motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
So it's
I'm gonna smoke this cigar because Chris is drunk.
My cigar is outside.
Did you smoke it?
I smoked like some of it.
How nasty is
like,
it?
Like
it's
pretty,
it's typical cheap ass.
This will be my first cigar.
What feels?
That's a bad first cigar, dude. Okay.
Just the tips. See how it feels.
Before so what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take some Skype calls. So you guys get ready for that. But while you guys are calling
right into
in,
the fire, huh, Chris? Thanks for that.
Absolutely. Right. While you guys are doing that, I'm going to ask Mr. Travis Baum here. Travis, your first episode listening to Indus was episode 52. Was our first live show.
The first live show, yeah.
So how do you feel about Indus now? How does it feel to
be on
this side?
Hey, guys, you ready for a call? We got somebody calling in, actually.
Okay. It was awesome. It was awesome.
All right. Fuck you, Travis. Let's go.
And no one cares for Travis thinks, really.
No one thinks about that. Yeah.
Hello and welcome for calling Interactive Distractions. Who is this?
What up, who dis?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so the first thing we need to do is...
Yes!
Nico says he can hear. Nico can hear the caller?
That's
yes. All right.
Can the caller say something?
Caller, say something.
Can you hear me now?
Hey!
Yes!
Good. Oh, we're back in business.
Hey, it's Verizon. One more prop.
So who is this? Who is this?
Who cares? It works.
This is Lag.
Life is a gamer. Lag. Hey, can I just say?
Lag me hard.
Can I? I'm going to give some props to Lag real quick. All right. So Lag, back.
You are all about the props.
I am about the props, motherfucker.
Not
the
man.
So like about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, Lag sent me like some Xbox Live codes. And, you know, I gave that shit away on Twitter, and I gave two of three codes away, and both of those people said they didn't work. So I got back in touch with Lag, and Lag took the time to actually get in touch with the people who he got his codes from and got me new fucking codes for these these games. So, Lag, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate how much you actually gave us for that. I mean, you put in a lot of effort for getting us some codes. So
you rock, dude.
I appreciate that. You're awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
So what's up, man? What do you got?
That's off the leg.
I got some peanut brittle.
Nice. Yeah, dude. That's good stuff,
right,
man.
So if you want a code for some peanut brittle, send an email to you.
It's better than the Chivos we had earlier.
Yeah, those Chivos were pretty good, though. I don't know.
They were nice.
So other than peanut brittle, what's going on, Leg?
Not a lot. Been playing my 3DS a lot.
Oh, nice. Man. How are you liking it so far? How's that 3-hour battery life treating you?
Well, it's pretty terrible.
It is.
Well, what's 4 hours if you're a good boy?
If you were Gilligan, you'd have been set on that tour.
That was nicely put. That was nicely put.
What games do you have for?
Yeah. I've got Nintendogs. I got one.
And cats. Let's make sure we get that.
Okay.
Yes,
that's awesome.
So you got Nintendo. Okay, let's start. Let's go from square one. Nintendogs? Really? Like, well, I'm not hating. Like, why'd you get it, though?
Nintendogs, Shane.
Because he doesn't have a real dog and he wants a dog.
I have a 3DS and my wife has a 3DS.
Okay.
So
continue.
So she has Nintendogs and then I got it.
Right.
So now we play multiplayer.
There is multiplayer petting a dog on a touchscreen. Is that what you're telling me? What?
I'm sorry. I think I'm sold.
What is
multiplayer?
They both call the dog, and whoever the dog goes to gets a point. That's what multiplayer is. How do you seriously? What is multiplayer on Nintendogs?
It kind of works. It's not really multiplayer. So what happens is, me and my wife, our 3DS is connected, and so now whenever I want, I can go to the park with her dogs, and she can go to the park with my dogs.
So you're like sharing as game. You're sharing
dogs. Dog sharing.
Right. Yeah, you're pretty much.
How's that update? So if she trains a dog with a new trick, how long does it take for your copy of her dog to know that trick?
It never will.
What?
And you know why? Because it's an old dog. And like they say,
he doesn't learn new tricks.
You can't teach a Nintendog shit because it's fake. For
one. I'm really glad that I don't have that and everything, because if Megatron had her own 3DS and like her dogs came over to my 3DS, I'd be like, girl, your dog pooped all over my 3DS, and I'm pissed.
You best put up a 3D fence, bitch, because I'm not having this.
Hey, can I tell a story really, really fast?
Sure.
It's really,
right,
really fast.
So back in regular DS days when Nintendogs first came out, I grabbed...
Oh, 2DS.
The 2DS.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 2DS.
2DS.
Thank you, Leg. I like that.
All
right, so back when the DS first came out, I grabbed Nintendogs, and I grabbed the one that had Huskies on it, and I made a Husky... And I was playing Nintendogs with my little Husky, and then I got a real fucking dog. And I stopped playing it altogether and gave it to my goddaughter. So
Lag, have you considered getting a dog?
No, the thing is,
real dogs have multiplayer as well.
And real dogs have real shit that you have to clean up, too.
You're not selling it, Chris. We're trying to sell the real dog. We're not trying to discourage the real dog. Okay. We don't talk about the pee and poo and the
I'm just giving dude pros and cons, man. It's all, you know, it's
horrible salesman. You'd never you're the reason Circuit City went bust.
Dude,
I just want you to know that.
I could sell shit on a plate if I wanted to.
Apparently Chris? Knox, you're trying to right now, it's not working.
Hey Chris. You know what's funny? Your 3DS is about to die.
hey, can I say that my 3DS
we have gone on a amazing rant off to the side. What else besides Nintendogs do you have for your 3DS?
So when I'm not playing Nintendogs, I got Super Street Fighter 4.
Nice.
Truth. Sorry, I'm so sorry. What else did you get?
Ridge Racer.
Okay.
I've got Ridge Racer. Hey, actually, Samurai I added Warrior. You to my friends list. Did you confirm? Yeah.
He's QRXJ35C, if you're
Yeah, I did. Awesome. I did confirm. I noticed that your me doesn't have quite as much gray hair as you do.
Oh no.
Hey, Lag, I'm giving you a fist pound over the internet right now. Just let you know that.
We can do that other test we wanted to do. Does that end call button work?
Unfortunately, the 3DS Miis do not have like a salt and pepper look.
A salt and pepper.
No, it's
salt and pepper.
Push it.
What else do you have?
Dogs. Moving on.
I got
Ridge Racer.
Samurai Warriors.
Hey, I got that one too. I got that one too.
Ghost Recon.
I got that one too. Those are the three games I got. Ridge Racer, Samurai Warriors, Ghost Recon.
Steel Diver.
My father-in-law has that, so I'm going to borrow it when he's done, which is probably, a couple hours?
Can I ask, what do you think of the Street Fighter for 3DS?
I actually like it. I do a lot better thanks to
because there's macro buttons?
The touchscreen. Touchscreen.
I can move forward and do a flash kick. Yeah.
No,
walk forward, flash kick for the win.
Yeah, no kidding. The one thing I would like to say about the 3DS is that it is still, as much as we're like jonesing on it and stuff like that, it is still pretty impressive technology. And what Travis and I were talking about, and Lag, I want to know if you agree with us, is that this thing feels a lot less cheap than the DS did.
Especially the original DS.
So the original DS had a worse D-pad than that one?
The original DS felt like a piece of plastic.
Okay. Yeah. It was one big piece of plastic. Yeah. And really, every single DS that came out, like DS, DS Lite, DSi, DSi XL, or whatever the fuck it is.
DSi XL Super Mega Max Edition!
they all have like that like really fat, like over plasticky version like feeling to them. So this is like a lot of this is die-cast metal and it feels good.
Yeah. Cool.
Feels like a real.
And like you've mentioned like pretty much every game on the launch list except for Pilot Wings. Did you not get Pilot Wings?
No, I did get that.
You did get that? That's a game that I think Jeff has as well, and that's
you guys can hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you, Jeff.
All right, well they can hear me. I just can't hear anybody.
You can't hear anybody?
I can't hear anything, but you guys can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, man.
All right. I'm going to settings. Awesome. Live, as you guys were.
Okay.
It's gotta be something. Nico's all cool. Jeff's like, I don't hear anything.
I like Pilot Wings a lot. Amidst all like the fives and sixes out of 10 that Madden was getting, I still bought that. And yeah, it's a pretty bad game, but
I played the Pilot Wings demo at
Pilot
Best
Wings
Buy.
Is fantastic.
It's fun, and it's one of the few games where I can see that 3D makes a difference.
It makes
it a better game to play.
It's the only game.
Depth perception makes
it. It's the
difference.
Only time where I play my 3DS, even like looking at pictures and whatnot, it's the only time I mess with the 3DS at full 3D.
Lag?
Because it's a massive
game.
I have to ask you a question real quick. So as a Ridge Racer owner, how much does it piss you off that the best part about racing games, which is the replay, is not in 3D?
Is that the best part?
I know.
It's lame.
I thought the racing was the best part.
I thought the racing was the best part, too.
The best looking part. The best looking part.
I was going to go out on a limb and say that playing the game was the best part of the game.
But the replays always look better.
Okay.
And
totally.
All the replays are in 2D as opposed to 3D, which just baffles my mind for some reason. I don't know why.
But I don't get it.
How do you feel about this, Nico?
I don't have a 3DS.
I was just making sure he
loves
us, really.
It. He loves it though. He loves it. It's all. He's all.
Oh about. Yeah. I mean, I did. I actually did check out the Pilot
you
Wings.
You played at E3, so.
Well, that's the thing is, I played at E3 and I really wasn't hot on it, and I did check out a demo 3DS at a local Best Buy and played right. some of the Pilot Wings on there, and it was cool, but not enough to make me want to get a 3DS.
I'll agree with that.
At least not yet. Maybe there will be something down the road.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Maybe not.
Nico, I think Nico will probably agree when and Jason too. When we were at
Bat Jeff. I'm sorry, I can't.
Bat Jeff
is just too much.
Bat Jeff is awesome. When we were at E3, they had like a bunch of different 3DS setups, and probably the one that I enjoyed the most was the one that was showing the trailer of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. Netflix is going to be
3D.
Fun. I know Netflix.
Yeah, oh my 3D. God! Can I be the only person to say, if I'm watching a movie on a portable system, 90% of the time I'm on a GD airplane. Okay, I'm not streaming Netflix on the airplane. Let's be honest. Even if you have Wi-Fi on the plane, it is not streaming Netflix. It's not going to happen. You're going to buffer more than you watch the movie. So can you please give me a way, like a movie store, where I can download a movie for later use?
I think they'll have it on the 3DS.
I hope so. I hope so. Because
UMD movies were so successful.
They were fucking awesome. No, really, they weren't. So.
No, but like I was wondering if they're going to do 3D movie cards. I think with the 3D game, it might sell better than the UMD versions did.
There was like a handful of 3D movies at E3, wasn't there, huh?
There was all I can remember was How to Train Your Dragon. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they have How to Train Your Dragon, Avatar.
Avatar.
And I think Up a lot of the DreamWorks movies.
That movie makes me cry.
Up is
this
freaking awesome movie.
I did not sign up to cry when I went
the
to see
intro
that
of that movie. You're like, oh my god, this shit is heavy. They're not even talking.
Can I
sobbing my eyes out?
All right, so
girl.
I got to be honest with you. I felt like shit because in like the first 15 minutes of Up, I didn't cry. I felt like shit because of it.
You're
too.
An asshole.
I am. I'm an asshole douchebag. That's what I am. So what, Kelly?
Fail.
Kelly didn't care either.
Kelly says they have vaginas for crying. Hey, I didn't cry. So
Kelly's a sociopath, so
I did.
Kelly's a sociopath, so her opinion not so much counting.
I still have a vagina, so I'm gonna have fun when I get home.
Can I say the reason though that the 3DS? Wow. The reason the 3DS doesn't stand out for me is because I know the NGP is coming out, and I would rather.
And the NGP is
yes,
fucking
I'm right with her. I'm right there with you, Glenn.
I have a budget that has to choose between either the 3DS or the NGP. I'm going to go with the NGP every time.
I'll give you
100%.
That.
I'll go with both.
Says the GameSpot and GameStop employee.
The GameSpot employee.
GameSpot
You're right.
Employee.
No, it's Spot.
Whatever.
Where you get all your
GameSpot and Stop. Spot and Stop.
That sounds like a cleaner of some sort.
Lag, what else you got for us, buddy?
I was just going to say that the Project Cafe, the new Nintendo Wii console, which is
Project
what they're calling
Cafe.
It. Yeah, apparently, from what I read, is that it's not more powerful than the PS3 and 360.
No, it is not.
It's a PS3.
It'll be easy.
No, I mean, it'll match it. Like I said, in terms of power, it'll be very similar to, like you know, an Xbox 360. It will not surpass.
Three GameCubes.
Three GameCubes.
Nico, I love you, dude. I fucking love you, man.
It's three GameCubes.
They're just taping another one to the Wii. That's all they're doing.
They're taping three GameCubes together, and they're hooking up an iPod Touch to a GameCube.
They're making a little GameCube tower.
They're sliding a DS into the port.
It's a GameCube Triforce.
No, they're making a three GameCube tower with a DS for a controller. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're definitely
we'll see. We're
going to talk about that some more, I'm sure, but we'll get to that later. But
all right.
Hey, Lag.
Yeah.
Thank you for being such a great fan of the show, and thank you for calling in, and we appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Take it easy.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. I'm going to go rub my nipples.
Hey, what?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we love lag, folks.
Nico, aren't you glad you could hear this call?
Now that's an Indus caller.
Speaking of which, you guys ready for another one?
Oh, yeah, let's do it, man.
Absolutely.
Who you got?
All right,
let's see who we got coming here.
Is it maybe Jeff?
Hey, by the way, this is Indus. Who this?
Hey, Indus. This is who this? Who Indus?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Who's
sorry. This? It's better tomorrow.
What is up,
my brother?
Hey, Jeff guys.
TW, what that's, is going
that's
on?
That's my corporate brother, dude. They're hating on me right now. I need your backup.
Jeff, it's all good, man.
Can I call you Jeff BT Dubs?
BT Dubs?
Yes.
That's what absolutely. Travis would call you. So.
That's what I would call you.
Sup, BT Dubs?
Well, good, man. Not much. I'm just very intoxicated right now.
Oh, welcome to the club.
I know.
In that
area.
You want a cigar, too? I will throw this as hard as I can, and it might make it there.
I'm ready.
And
I'm ready to throw
it. If you're lucky, the mold might fall off before it gets there.
Yeah, I gave Glenn the moldy cigar.
I'm still going to smoke it.
Yeah, I took off.
So what's up, man? I haven't talked to you in like 5 days.
No, it's 6 days.
6 days? Okay.
Oh, see,
fuck,
Jeff,
are you guys keeping a calendar?
Jeff is counting.
My math is broken right now.
I haven't talked to you in 5 days. Actually, 6 days.
In 6 days.
Really?
You know,
6 days, 22 hours, 35 minutes, and 27 seconds.
Get your penis right. It's fine.
Get your gotta get your dick right.
So what's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm enjoying the show.
Do you have any questions for us, maybe, or anything like that? Any experiences you'd like to share about awkward moments where you've laughed in a public area during an Indus episode?
All the time.
Funerals, perhaps.
Lord knows, many a funeral.
Oh shit!
Many a funeral have been ruined.
Listening to somebody spitting shit into a cop's face while I was eating a double quarter pounder, though.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. I didn't know.
That was an EDP weekend.
That's an EDP joint right there.
Yeah. All right. For those not in the know, we were talking about a story where a gentleman tried to get out of a DUI by shoving his own shit in his mouth, and he couldn't hold it in, so he spit it all over an officer.
Hear that while you're
in
monster.
Are you serious?
What the fuck?
Holy shit. Was that like a weekly what the fuck or something?
It was
like
a weekly
that?
What the fuck. It actually
How did
happened.
I miss that one?
I don't know. It happened, though. And
you missed that one?
I missed that one.
Poor Jeff BT Dubs was trying to eat his lunch when that came up.
Oh.
Okay, I finished the lunch, though, so it's
you
all right.
Finished the lunch.
You sick bastard.
After the vomiting was finished,
that
I
was
finished
one
the
guy,
lunch.
No cups, just shit in the mouth.
He was swirling around like it was wine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He hit the bouquet on this. It's just masterful. You can tell this was rooted in an oak canister.
This is...
It's a good
like,
barrel.
He's like,
it's so
3 days
nutty.
Ago.
What's that, Nico?
Nutty.
He was like, 3 days ago. Yum.
That's a good vintage. That's a good vintage crap. But this is not EDP, so let's move on to something a little more classy than shit eating and spitting. Please.
We're classy. Where's Jeff?
Hey, guys, I'm here. Sorry.
Jeff,
I'm having a hard time following right now. I'm pretty intoxicated.
It happens.
Hey, welcome to the show, man.
You've said that already, but don't worry about it.
Had a few Canadian beers.
Yeah, so. I saw that. I saw the moose head that you saw. You posted up a picture of like about six of those suckers.
Yeah, that was my six pack. It's gone. I'm on to Alexander Keith right now.
Can I go ahead and say, though, that moose head beer is delicious. I don't know. If anybody listening has not rocked the moose head lager,
it's good.
Oh, you got to snag some
it's
of that.
Good. Get on that
good
jam.
That's why I should have got 12 instead of 6.
That's absolutely correct.
See, you'd be on number
minus,
9 by now.
Minus 12 for poor planning, sir.
Actually, I wouldn't have been able to call in because I'd be passed out on the floor right now.
Hey, it's better tomorrow. Yeah.
It's better next day from now.
I could probably try to talk about video games now if you want, though.
Do it.
What do you got, man?
I've been playing Final Fantasy 13.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, welcome to March 2010.
Oh, no, hold on. Let us turn up the hate train.
Well, no, but the other thing, like, you could have not wasted your money. You could have just waited in line to buy a pack of gum.
Wait
it's
a
the
minute.
Same
hold
experience.
Up.
Hey, wait.
Hold yeah. on.
No, it's all right. It's pretty good.
I'm actually going to go with
Jeff with a J on this because I've actually been playing it as well.
Oh, why did I? You know, we had the section earlier. It was called Games, and you didn't mention it. Why?
Jason, move your head because I'm going to throw this.
Because I thought BioShock 2 would be more interesting.
That's true.
It is.
BioShock 2 would get less hate from the industry.
I think if you were saying you were playing BioShock 1, it would have been more interesting.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
Okay, but, well, yeah, Jeff,
Jeff with a J.
Jeff with a J. Dude. Be real, like, okay, what chapter are you on right now?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go ahead and say 7.
Okay, so you're not at the real part of the game yet.
No, it's still in the tutorial right now.
Exactly. So you're 20 hours in right now, right?
Pretty much. I think I'm like 13 or 14, but...
So what's bringing you through it? Because, I mean, I got to the mission... I got to the boss right before the game opens up. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I know I'm like minutes away, but fuck it. I'm not going to continue anymore. Just out of the fact that it shouldn't have taken this long for me to enjoy this game. So two questions.
Yeah.
One, what's carrying you through it? And two, what's going to be the point? Like, do you feel a breaking point coming on already?
So far every boss I've gotten to has been like 45 minute fight. Cause I'm terrible at JRPGs. So when it comes to the strategic part of a boss fight, I have no idea what I'm doing. So the last boss I fought was this giant, like, flower-looking thing. I think it was the end of Chapter 5. And you're playing as Lightning and Hope.
Right.
And it was awful. Like, I barely got through that boss fight. And when I did, all I could think is, fuck, I got another boss fight coming up at the end of this next chapter. Yeah. So the next boss fight was okay. It was, like, two bosses, I guess. They're like twins or something. I don't know.
Sweet.
So now I'm on the next chapter, chapter 7. And it's pretty much going to be at the point where as soon as I get to a boss fight that I spend 2 or 3 45-minute tries and die, that might be the wall I hit.
Yeah, I hit another wall. Just
hey,
when
I get here for a second.
Whoa, Jeff with a G is here now.
Jeff with a G.
Hey, man.
Jeff with a G, do you hear us yet?
The fuck.
I'm guessing Bat Jeff does not hear us.
Yeah, I can hear every couple seconds, maybe.
Okay, he's having internet issues. He's only hearing us every now and again.
No, now I can hear you fine now. Yay. Keep talking.
Well, Jeff with a J, Mr. Yeah, Better Tomorrow, Jeff BT Dubs
the
is on the line.
Fuck.
Hey, man. What were we talking about?
I can everybody hear Jeff. Can, yeah. Everyone can hear Jeff, but Jeff can't hear us because he's
everybody
on
watching the live stream. You'll have to excuse the troubleshooting that we're going through right now. But
random cursing.
We're having issues communicating with Jeff Chorn
with a G
right now, which is odd. So
I can hear you now. I can hear you actually perfectly right now.
Okay, you can hear me right now. Perfectly,
I can totally hear you right now.
Can you hear Jeff with a J? Jeff with a J, would you say hello?
Hello.
Oh my God, I can hear Jeff with a J.
Hell yeah!
Success.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guess what? Live show is back on, baby.
Thank you for Chris talking to me. Can't hear shit.
Audience.
Oh, damn it.
Audience, thank you for bearing with us for that troubleshooting moment.
Okay, well, G off. We're talking about Final Fantasy 13. I don't know why we're talking about.
Go for a break.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm going to talk about Crysis soon.
So. Hey, there we go. Crysis.
All right. Crysis. You want to just move on to Crysis?
Let's move on to Crysis.
I think if you move on to Crysis, it'll make Jeff with a G very happy.
It's not a year ago. So Crysis...
it's not a year ago.
Crysis just clicked for me. I think I love Crysis now.
And that's
Crysis
actually
fucking awesome.
That's exactly what happened to Jeff with a G, to G off. Because when we were at like MGC, he was talking about...
Why don't we let Jeff with a G explain it?
All right, well, Jeff with a G, why don't you explain?
I can't hear you guys, really.
Oh, sweet. So Jeff with a G is done
explaining
it.
Good stuff.
He loves that Crysis, too. All about that Crysis, too. Thank you,
but,
Jeff with a G.
It was
you're welcome.
Basically, but the long and short of it was, I was telling Jeff that I think this is my number one like game shooter on a console, and he was like, "Oh, I don't think so." But like, he ended up beating it and totally loved it. Like,
he is me. I can hear kind of.
Oh, there you are. Okay, Jeff loves it.
All about the cock.
BT dub.
Jeff is having bandwidth issues. So
Jeff Chorney's having bandwidth issues. And he just exclaimed to everybody that he hates his life.
That's right.
I think
fuck my low bandwidth internet life. That's what he said.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I can hear you now again. Weird.
All right.
Let's go ahead and soldier through. So you've been playing Crysis 2. You're in love with it, Mr. BT Dubs.
I am. It's starting to come together for me. I decided my biggest problem is I was trying to play the game too stealthy.
Fucker.
And
fuck.
Yeah, totally.
this makes for such awesome radio. For, oh my god.
For those who would like a summary of what's going on.
I don't know what's going on right now. I decided to use the armor instead of the stealth.
Okay.
So I just throw the armor on and just go commando through the level.
So you're just Rambo in that shit.
So you're naked throughout the entire level.
That works for a little bit.
So far it's working okay. I mean, there's points where I clear like an area and then I'll go back into stealth mode and try to take the whole guys out, but
I kill everybody and then I go into stealth mode.
it's more effective that way, I find.
Everybody's dead.
If there's nobody around to catch you,
the bodies
then stealth
can't see
very
me.
Well.
The bodies can't see me.
Wow.
But no, I'm not that far into it though, so I can't really say much yet, but it hit that moment where it kind of clicked for me, so I think I'm enjoying it now. So I'm just kind of balancing that between like three or four games right now.
All
right.
What else?
I'm still playing Dead Space 2. I'm cool. On my, Zealot difficulty?
Zealot, yeah.
Zelda difficulty?
Zelda difficulty, yes.
That's good stuff.
The Legend of Dead Space? Yeah.
Yes, Legend of Dead Space.
So you found the Dead Space Triforce. Yeah,
nice.
Hey, so it's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
And I can't remember the fourth one. I really can't.
Awesome.
played some Resident Evil 5 last night, though.
So what are you picking up?
I'm sorry. What is with this? Final Fantasy, Resident Evil?
So, hey, I'm sorry. I have to throw this out there.
Sirens.
I have to throw this out there. Yeah. So I was in GameStop yesterday. Okay, I was in a GameStop yesterday.
Lovely establishment,
and they were they had what's the new Resident Evil that's coming out?
Mercenaries and Revelations.
Revelations is coming out. It's like, and the funny thing is, like, during this commercial that they were showing about Revelations, and you can move and shoot. It's like. Fucking awesome! Every game except for Resident Evil does that.
Hey,
you should have done that 5 games ago.
Resident Evil Outbreak, man. Resident Evil Outbreak. You can walk and shoot in Resident Evil Outbreak.
And in a new feature, you can save game progress.
Without a typewriter. Okay, so you're playing a lot of games right now, and you're Jeff O'Day, you're kind of backed up. You're playing older games and everything. Now, we're coming upon... April 19th, man. There's four big titles if you count Conduit, too. Okay.
I don't count Conduit.
You don't count Conduit.
What's Conduit?
It's a shooter on the way. No.
Oh, it's a Wii.
There's one game, and it's Portal 2.
I was just going to say?
Portal Combat? Is that what
I was going to say? Portal 2.
Shut up. Sorry, what were you going to say, Jeff? We keep interrupting you because we're rude sons of bitches.
I think Portal 2 is what I'm going to settle on for Tuesday.
Damn right. Good man.
I call this weekend Portal Combat Confrontation because you have SOCOM coming out too.
Oh,
that's
SOCOM.
Not called confrontation though, is it?
No,
it's just good alliteration.
That was the
all right. I like it though because it works.
But I'm gonna be that guy, that one guy that buys on the 360.
Buys what? Portal
what?
On 360
for the Chivos.
Why would you
for
do
the
that?
Chivos?
It's because if I had a capable computer to run Portal on Steam, then I might have considered it, but I don't.
Okay. I get that. I get that. Because the PS3 with the Steam copy would be pointless for you if you didn't have the...
Pretty
okay,
much.
But you're still limiting yourself by a third of how many networks you can play on.
There's
you
know still going to be plenty of people on the 360, though.
But there's going to be twice as many between Steam and the PS3.
Well, because he's on the Retroids network. Of course there's twice as many people he's going to be able to play on PS3.
On a pure number standpoint, on not our little microcosm of the internet, there are more people on both Steam and PS3
exactly.
than just Xbox Live.
Exactly, yeah. You're right.
So you're kind of shutting yourself off to the network there, but I guess, is co-op even important to you?
Well, it's a whole separate story, so it should be.
Me is co-op. Yeah. God, co-op important to me?
Yes.
If I can find somebody to play with, absolutely. But
if you were on the PS3 version, you can find plenty of people to play with.
Well, let's
like everybody.
He's not going to have a problem finding people to play on the 360, but I don't know. It just seems like for me, it just seems like the pure value of you can either get two games for the price of one or one game for the price of one.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me pick.
See, the fact that you don't have a PC that runs it now doesn't mean that you'll never have a PC to run
it. No, I know. I might change my mind before Tuesday.
Obviously, the cheaper solution is to get it on PS3 and buy a computer that'll play.
Better tomorrow, regardless, fist bump. Fist bump.
Yeah, what's Portal that? 2 for the win.
Hey, you're getting Portal 2, so fist bump.
I'm getting Portal 2. Psh, fish bump. Fish.
Right. Also, motherfucker.
Alcohol.
I got a question. Can someone explain what a fish bump is to me?
Fish bump.
Fish bump is a fist bump after you had six beers.
That's right.
Apparently. You got anything else for us, Better Tomorrow?
No, I'm just going to probably pass out here in a second anyway. So
sounds good.
Hey, Jeff and Jay, I'm sending you a tweet. Yeah. I need you to answer it before you pass out.
As long as you keep the stream tuned in so that our Nielsen ratings look good.
I will keep rambling on the feed because that'll keep me from passing out from the alcohol.
Sweet. Do that.
Awesome, man.
Cool. Hey, Better Tomorrow, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all that you do for the show, too, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you, guys, man.
Hey, take care, buddy.
I look every week.
Well, we appreciate that as well.
Good, man.
Cheers, buddy.
See you later, guys.
Okay, so, Jeff, can you hear us? No.
Oh, my God.
That is a no.
That is odd.
Yeah.
So we've hung up the other Skype call. He still can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a Moosenet thing.
We got some bandwidth issue that we're just not able to really nail down, folks. So
apologies. Yeah. What happened before is we had a bad cable.
Before it was our fault, and now it is the internet's fault.
That's right. Now it is Canada's fault.
I'd like to blame Al Gore because that son of a bitch invented the internet.
He invented the internet.
We have a shit ton of people calling in.
Sure.
Take him in. Let's just
take a call.
If Al Gore,
if Chance is calling in, you need to take his first.
I haven't seen Chance. He's called before, but
lazy bastard.
I'll let Lisa pick one here.
All right.
Lisa, no whammy, stop.
Okay, now I can hear you guys.
Hey!
But not for long.
Welcome to Canada Internet.
I'm not going to be able to hear shit.
I think you're going to be able to hear us just fine.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, caller.
I want you to know that
you're online with Indus.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God. Hey. You are really loud, sir.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Sorry, let me move microphone away from me.
This is overmodulated.
Who this is?
This is Chance.
Chance.
How's it going?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you all to meet one of our newest writers on Indus. Chance, who is otherwise known as Clockwork. How are you doing, buddy?
With a K.
I'm doing pretty good. A lot of schoolwork going on this weekend. Classes wrapping.
You're about done, right? You're going to be graduating soon, right?
Yeah, week after next, I'm done with this shit.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll tell you what, best day of your life, man. I promise.
Yep.
You didn't make us ungraduates feel awesome.
Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and say I graduated, and that was not the best day of my life.
The day I took my last final and walked out of that classroom, I was like,
"But you know what's sweet is now I have all this money on a degree that I totally use every day fixing pool pumps."
Yeah, but you get to fuck notes. I mean, theoretically speaking.
Can I tell you? All right. I would like to take this moment to set the record straight that the only people in Central Florida
are you
get
serious?
Pool
That's when it cuts me off.
Are old biddies that can't take care of their own pools.
Oh,
so I'm not banging out any 65-year-old and 70-year-old women. I'm sorry. It's not happening. It's
hey, little pool lass. Huh? Why don't you come over here and take a look at these wrinkles?
Cute and
bring your ass.
Why do I?
The lady is Sherbert the pervert.
That's, Chance, what is up, dude? Job. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What are you playing right now? What is interesting you in the gaming topic?
This past week, mostly just
and cats.
Rocking out some Nintendogs, yeah. a lot of Gears of War 2 getting ready for the beta that's coming weeks.
Oh yeah, it's coming up pretty soon, right?
So, Gear Tard.
Do you, yeah, awesome. Do you have the Bulletstorm beta or the pre-order beta?
I will be playing on Monday.
Monday, so the 7th. Okay, there you go, man. Cool deal.
Monday.
I still need a co-op partner for Gears 2 because I haven't played it yet, so.
Hey, let me know.
Actually, I think that shit's still wrapped up.
Hook it up with Chance. Chance will rock it out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm not buying Gears 2. I can barely even play Gears 1.
You didn't like it?
Dude, I
don't even like playing Street Fighter with your ass, so don't worry about it.
Dude, I have never heard.
Abel's moves are bullshit. But
again, you're just speaking truths. So, the thing is...
That's neither here nor there. So Gears of War.
The Gears dialogue. War, I've never heard so many people sound like such douchebags in my entire life. I just can't get past it. Whatever they talk.
They do sound a little meat-heady.
Oh, yeah. God. A little?
They do.
It's like you're playing the game, you're shooting them up. I'm like, okay, I can almost get past this mediocre shooting mechanic with this mediocre cover mechanic. And then they talk. You're like, yeah, no, it's over. I'm done. I cannot play this game anymore.
Oh, man. Hey, Chance is bigger than you. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's fine. I didn't say he's not allowed to like the game. Okay. I just said I don't like
it. Well, they're doing some really cool stuff with the beta and everything like that. And it's cool that you get it early because you get a better chance of doing this. But you depending on how many matches you play, you get a chance to unlock stuff for the full game. So, like, there's different weapons. Like, Coltrane, you can get his Thrashball outfit and everything for the multiplayer game and everything, depending on how many matches you play. To unlock everything within the beta period, you have to, like, play over 100 full matches of Gears of War
during the beta.
It was 90 matches to get the retro Lancer, and then the retro gold Lancer, and then another 50 matches or 50 kills playing with it. Get the skin.
Yeah, and the retro Lancer is pretty cool because it's not the chainsaw, it's actually like a big ass like broadsword blade at the end of it. It's like the first Lancer before. Awesome. Yeah, it's really neat and everything, and then like there's ways to get upgraded versions, like a flaming Lancer where it's like the I guess it's on fire, I assume.
I haven't seen skins for it. Sounds awesome, though.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It's great. But it's just an easier way for the enemy to see you when they're actually playing against you, I guess.
And true.
Like that. They offer like flaming head mode on Halo.
Flaming head mode.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, yeah, great. A sniper can see me from across the screen now that my head's on fire. That's awesome. Let me activate that.
Yeah, but if you got the legendary edition, obviously you're a higher caliber player.
Of course. Right? You
cat
paid.
Helmet mode.
You pay for that feature. Right, no, but yeah. It's cool that it's the first time I've seen this where in a beta, like they give you more incentive to actually play the beta because you can unlock full
carry
things.
Over.
Now, apparently everything's aesthetic, like any type, because they're doing like you gain experience, you can like wear this, but similar to Halo, it's all aesthetic, which is good if you want like an even battlefield between players and everything. It's all basically skill based, but it's cool that you can like in the beta you can start earning and everything this early, you know, months before the game even comes out. And I respect Epic for that. I mean, that's really neat. No one's done that yet.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I love it.
I do need to play part two though. So Chance.
What's up?
You're working on a review right now.
Trying to, among all the other stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, he's got like, you know, life. Yeah,
dude is taking care of school, so you guys can expect to hear your first, you know, review from Chance pretty soon. And then he actually emailed me the other day. He's like, I've got like three games I want to work on. I was like, whatever, dude, whenever you have time, it's fine, man.
So, I just didn't want you guys thinking I'm just sitting here like, yeah, they said I can write stuff. This is not doing anything.
Hey, way to ride on the name because, you know, Interactive Distractions is – we have such, you know, such headway in the industry, you know.
So that hookup.
No, seriously, though, it's you know, Chance has been – he has a Fallout New Vegas review coming up pretty soon, and then he's got a couple other things planned, so watch for that on the website. Chance, I just want to let you know that, man – your schooling is much more important than what you're doing on Indus. So take care of that shit first, and then come back and come back to
fuck
to,
that. Where's my review,
that's
son?
About
this. Put that shit on the site, baby.
Who cares about education?
Hey, don't listen to them, buddy. I know how it is. It's fine.
We'll hunt you down.
And it was awesome. Review. It was awesome to meet you, by the way. I'm sorry I got sick because I drank too much.
Twice.
But no, it was cool to meet you, man. You're good shit. Yeah. You're good people.
You got anything else before we let you go, Chance?
I've been playing a lot of League of Legends. You guys, have any of y'all touched that before?
Hearing it for 10 seconds.
I'm sorry,
League
Jeff,
of Legends. I don't think League of Legends is my thing. A buddy of mine, John Munch. Hi, John, if you're listening.
I'm sure he's not.
He probably not. he's been trying to get me into it. And I was like, okay, I'll jump into it. And I was reading upon it, like what the game entails, and I stopped my install right there because I was like, there's no way I'm gonna like this game. It's just kind of not my style. I'm not shooting people. I'm not shooting people in first person or throwing a football around. So,
and that's all that he plays,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Or shooting a football in first person,
which would be the game of the fucking year.
It's like a football launcher.
Game of the score.
Let's get with the Ska Studios guys who did Zombie and Pterodactyls and Dishwasher and see if we can build a game that has a football launcher in it.
There you go. Football launcher. I like that.
I don't even care about the premise. Just have a football launcher.
We'll just call it Bros and Chivos.
Yes!
Bros and Chivos.
Bros and Chivos.
Best game name ever.
God, we got it.
And you Jason, get to review it.
Jason chimes in at the last moment.
Guys, did we just
with
make
the goal?
Real quick, did we just make $1 million just now? Did we can, just we can, make $1 million? We
can 99 cents at a time.
All on you, buddy.
Let's patent that shit right now.
Yeah, you made $1 million.
Cool deal. It's not my internet. It's my microphone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's totally my mic. I was feeling around with that cord. No, just something is loose, and if I hold it this way, I can hear everything.
Yay.
Something's loose Jeff? In that apartment, it's not your butt?
Oh. Well, no, that's fucking loose as shit. Unfortunately, my mic isn't attached to it, so.
And then we hear fart noises throughout the show. Hey, Chance. Oh, clusterfuck show are us. Chance, thank you very much for working on reviews and articles for the website. That will be up soon.
Yes.
Take care of your schooling first. And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun, guys. I'll be watching.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Peace. Good to talk to you, Chance.
Later, man.
Love you.
Geoff is once again on the show.
Geoff, you're back. Mm-hmm. That makes me so happy.
I'm back. As long as I don't move my fingers, I'm good.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know or not, but we have a new caller on the line already.
Oh, new caller.
We're not even
line
messing around.
Already?
I like it. Who is it?
Caller, you want to say hi?
Oh my god, to internet.
Whoever
hey
this
guys,
is, I love you.
It's Navashin.
Oh, Navashin.
Not my hair.
Hey,
Bill fucking Cosby on the cast.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Hey, Navashin, I just want you, before we actually move into what you want to talk about, yesterday when we were trying to get things set up, we were going through like where like wires were going and where shit was going. It's like
we were making mock,
so this is
mock
Jeff,
extensions.
We were doing mock extensions. Every time we were talking about the Skype call that Jeff and Nico on, we were talking about Jeff. Every time we talked about the Skype call that the listeners are calling in ours, so this is Navashin.
So you are our test dummy.
You
thank
were,
you very
you
much.
Were a huge part in getting this live show set up.
I told you, man. Streamer, that's who I am.
I'm like, okay, this is Navashin's audio and this is Jeff's audio. He's like, so you're talking with Navashin right now? I'm like, no.
So
what's up, man?
I know he's going to call.
What's happening, dude?
Nothing much, guy. Resting, working, trying to find a new apartment, and that's becoming a bitch now because I can't find one anywhere. So
I heard there was some in Atlanta.
Atlanta's hot right now for apartments, dude.
You give me a freaking job, I'll move down there.
I got a job for dude. I need people.
If you want
to
work,
like to work at GameSpot and write
if
reviews.
You want to work at GameStop,
GameSpot.
You're messing this up, Chris.
GameStop and Spot.
Can you memorize a 30-second pitch?
Chris is going to get me fucking fired.
No. And then who's going to write reviews?
Watching.
I mean, that's some great advertisement. Hey, we got Bill Cosby at GameStop. Oh, wow, that's so awesome.
Putting pops as pre-order bonuses.
They're digital, though. They're digital.
Oh,
they're digital.
Son of a bitch.
For every pre-order, free pudding pop.
Best live show ever.
Free pudding pop. That's awesome. It's better than the and bullshit they give away.
If you're
pre-order.
The first, if you're one of the first 10 pre-orders,
let Jeff
will...
hate, but he trades more games than anybody on this fucking
he does.
Show.
Yeah, that's true.
The first 10 pre-orders get a free voicemail. Zip zap boobity ba.
Tamara Ling Long from the chat room says, "Put into the players."
I'm done.
We have a winner.
Well, since Jason is on, I wanted to say, I'm sorry I couldn't see you when I was in Atlanta, yo. My money was like...
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, my money was like so broken. I know I couldn't see you either, but like seriously, like if I had the money to, I would just like stop by and just say, hey, but...
You were always welcome too.
I had to pay for my car and... Because that shit was in the shop, so I couldn't even buy that much at NGC when I was there. So, sorry.
No excuses necessary. Oh, I was sick as a dog anyway, so
I
really
just,
wish I could have saw you.
Yeah. Props up to Navashin. I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, Navishin, bar none, you had the best karaoke performance at MGC.
Hell yes, you did.
Even the one censored.
The best. Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Forget
is that on YouTube somewhere?
I have it on my video recorder.
And fucking America's Idol, whatever bullshit.
America's Idol bullshit.
On Thursday nights.
That is the new top rated show on Fox right now. America's Idol bullshit.
Yes, I'll tell you what, man. Navishin came to MGC and he hung out with us and he got completely trashed.
He got hammered.
Can I thank Navishin real quick?
And literally passed out to the point where I had to catch his ass on the way down.
Before we take the piss out of Navishin, I'd like to thank him for letting me know that MGC was 20% less funny because I wasn't there. And that made me feel much better.
Wait. He told me it was funny because he told me it was 20% funnier because I was there.
Yep.
That lion motherfucker.
No, I said it was 20% less funny, so I made the OMG internet picture. And that made up for at least 10%, so yes. I feel like it was less of a deficit. So I feel better about myself now. But and thank you very much, because I was feeling extremely left out not being there, and I appreciate you being nice enough to lie to me and say that it was 20% less funny because I wasn't there. So it made me feel better.
The halfway you show you love, so you know.
Yeah.
Well, I felt completely like shit because he had a layover in Atlanta, so he comes home. He comes back from Wisconsin, flies over his homeland of Virginia to get to Atlanta.
It's called the fucking homeland.
What the hell? Whatever, dude. That's where the fucker lives. So it's his homeland.
It's like motherland.
It's like it's Mother Russia or something.
Chris, you racist.
I am a racist.
Like Ashley.
You didn't say tribe or anything.
Hey, don't talk about that shit. Bullshit. Everybody's fucking loving Ashley because she's all hot now. She put her hair down. Oh, I think I like Ashley now.
All right, let's clean it up, kids.
Yep. Yeah,
but he
one at a time.
He flew over where he lives in Virginia, and he ended up in Atlanta and ended up missing his connecting flight to go back to Virginia. And I felt really like shit because we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, we're like on our way home.
I know. It's like I was home and he's like, I'm stuck in Atlanta. I'm like, fuck me. That's crazy. So,
I know y'all would have done like anything if you could. So don't even worry about it. I mean, it's just like. It's fuck Delta. That's all. Let's just go with that.
Delta.
Well, they put you up though. That was good.
Yeah, they did put you up.
You had to wait in line, but they put you up.
You should have seen that video I made. I was so pissed at the hotel. I made a video, like a whole thing about like what the game means. They came like a little like cheap ass bag, right? And it had like these stupid shirts and like barely any toothpaste and some Q-tips and it was just. I was so pissed off.
Navishin, can I share a story with you real quick about I got kicked off a flight on Southwest because I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really
sick. Were sick.
No, I wasn't really sick. I had like a bug and I was throwing up in the morning.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's going to be contagious. I got like food poisoning basically. And yeah. So I felt better. They put me on the next plane and they sent me an apology letter with a fucking pen in it. That was what I got.
A pen.
It was a nice pen.
Fuck you.
So it had a nice, it was nice and heavy with a twist, but it's still a fucking pen.
It's a pen.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna use a shit out of a pen. Yeah. How about a free flight, jackasses? Yeah,
no.
How about
no
on your broken ass 747s that crash out of the fucking sky? Anyway, moving on.
Hey, Navishin, I added you to my 3DS friends list, buddy. I don't know if you.
And I added you too.
Awesome.
So, what are you playing these days, Navishin? Any games?
Mass Effect, and more Mass Effect.
Nice.
That's all you need, buddy. That's all you need.
Yeah, we got that Mass Effect hoodie.
That is nice.
It's so badass. I need to get one for real. That shit's awesome.
Hey, Navishin, are we going to see a third strike?
In a heartbeat.
He's got to
be.
He'll fucking walk.
Yeah,
don't
fly Delta.
Good stuff, man. Hey, man, Glenn, you weren't there, man. I was seriously scared for Navishin on Saturday night.
Stop saying you weren't there.
I'm sorry.
Stop rubbing it in.
I love you, buddy. You're here.
Is this Navishin? Is this a story you want us to share on the internet or no?
Well, I don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
He seriously just like passed out and fell out of his chair.
I can totally believe he doesn't remember that.
It was really scary.
I heard the story. I just wasn't sure if Navishin was.
The best part wasn't that. The best part was everyone around him literally looking and being like, meh, for like 10 minutes. And then being like, we should probably move him.
No. Hold on. As soon as he fell out, the first thing I did is put my hand next to his nose to make sure that motherfucker was still breathing. And then,
so you check to see. Hang on. Let's just. So you check to see if Nabashin was still breathing. And he was. So you said, all right, cool. And started playing video games again. Is that
what happened? Well, oh, he was in the middle of
you
playing guys, the Simpsons arcade. So you're
not answering this.
You can't so pause that.
The answer is yes. That's what happened.
I wasn't playing video games. God. I was drinking my beer. That's what I was.
Nabashin, I would have gotten you up to.
So basically, everyone kept drinking.
I would have helped you out.
Yeah, everyone else kept drinking. There were
he's breathing or something.
There were probably like half a dozen people there that were ready to help him back to his hotel room. So they got him back to his hotel room, and he was taken good care of. And
long story short, who let's not get into this. Like, who hasn't been drunk and needed help?
Yeah, no shit, dude.
That happens to me on the reg, son. It's not a big deal. Hey,
that shit is Tampax.
Me and the Kraken are very good friends. That's all I'm gonna say.
You say that shit is Tampax. Cool.
Nabashin, what else you got for us, buddy?
The only thing I've been playing is just Mass Effect. Literally, I've just been playing that. Like, I did my second playthrough on Renegade for the first Mass Effect. I picked Ashley this time. You know, try something different.
Good man. That's too bad. Good man.
You know, when I was playing Mass Effect 2, and like she totally dogged you out in front of your crew members, stuff like that. I was like, oh, that's fucking bitch.
She doesn't
dog
you out that much.
But then, like, she gives you a letter, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
She tells you she is, I'm sorry. She said, I love you, I'm with you, but I can't officially be with you because of Cerberus and everything.
And I was like, yeah, she's not that bad. I'm still going to cheat on her,
Chris,
but
go fuck
she's
yourself,
not that
bitch.
Chris, you're doing it wrong. It's the slow jerk. Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about that racist bitch. Nobody. No one.
Liara was the hot one in the.
You guys just lost camp privileges.
Hey, Nabashin, are you looking forward to part 3?
Oh man, you can't believe it, man. Because like it was like a year ago, a freaking year ago, I played Mass Effect 1. I'm like, I don't get the hype of this game. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And
mostly
then you played 2. And then
No. I said to myself, I can't play 2 without playing 1. Right. So like
Good call.
A year ago, I had my old 360, and it was like really fucking up that game for me because it wouldn't save my shit. Plus the whole checkpoint system was messed up too, so I was like really dogging out this game.
Yeah.
Then a year later, I was like, you know what? I'll play it. And like for that whole month from that till February, nothing but Mass Effect. It was just Mass Effect. Mass Effect was my life, and I can't put that down. It's like number 2 to my Kingdom Hearts, which is
dude,
number 1.
The game's hot, man.
Need to stop rocking to make me puke.
That's saying a lot, dude, because you are so hardcore into Kingdom Hearts that, you know, to put Mass Effect even, you know, remotely in the same conversation for you is pretty big.
Oh, yeah, man. For days, son.
For days, son! Hey, Nabashin, I can't wait to see you at Third Strike, buddy.
You know.
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah.
Word!
Hey, thanks for calling.
We took off for it, man, so.
Awesome. Hell yeah!
Take another caller.
Love these people, man. Love them.
Finally, I can hear shit.
You guys ready for another caller?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nabashin, thanks for calling in, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Hey.
All right, love you guys.
Love you, buddy. Love you too, man.
You guys, bye-bye. You're good things.
Mazel.
Coffin stuff. All right.
Cosby.
Yo, we got another caller. Who dis?
Hey, guys, it's Rapass.
Rob! Holy
what
shit.
What is up, Rob?
What is up, dude?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm fucking tired. It's 4:22 a.m.
Oh shit!
Oh, it's 4:20 somewhere.
Rob,
yeah.
Wait, we're talking to Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
That's 3 a.m. and I'm almost been
no, no, this Rob is much cooler than that, Rob.
Oh.
Hey, Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. It's like early in the morning, but pretty good.
Good morning.
Been playing the new 3DS picked up today. It's pretty cool.
What'd you pick up?
I picked up
3DS, man. He just said.
Yeah. Picked up with Ghost Recon.
Nice.
Which was, yeah.
Oh, really?
So far, to be honest, I've played it for like 5 minutes. Okay. Most of the time was spent taking 3D pictures, showing it to the girlfriend.
Damn right.
Well, that's the best part of the system, dude.
Wait, it was 3D pictures of your wang.
Damn
man.
Right.
Girl.
Had to be.
The camera is shit as all hell.
It is shit. 0.3 megapixels, it's sad, but like at least the 3D is serviceably cool.
It, but it's 2.3 megapixel cameras. So that's like 0.6, right?
Perfectly still and right up in your face.
To be honest, like I was just like happy. To be honest, I was just happy that actually worked for me because I have serious fucked up eyes from when I had meningitis as a kid.
Right.
So with like 3D and crap on TVs don't work for me. 3D in the movies don't work for me. But this actually does.
That's odd.
Really?
So I was chuffed. Chuffed to bits.
I tell you what, man, I was showing a couple of the 3D pictures off on mine to like Jason, and he was just baffled. He couldn't see anything. He was like, oh, get it away.
Shit is painful. I'm not kidding. Really? I can't do it at all.
Yeah.
For some reason, tonight, looking at his 3DS, it's not working for me. I don't know what it is. It's giving me the flicker.
Yeah.
When I played with one earlier down in Florida when I was still there,
yeah,
it worked fine. But for whatever reason, yours is not clicking.
You know why? Because I got mine for off of eBay for $50 left.
The 3D is broken.
God, they forgot
it's a third party 3DS.
He got the 3DS. No 3D $50 discount.
Yeah. That would be fine by me, because I just turn the shit off all the time. So
right.
You turn the 3D off too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what I was doing at E3. I had to turn it off to focus on the whole image.
Hmm? Really? Does it bug you guys? Or do you guys you guys like 3D movies that bug you?
Cannot stand it. If I have a choice, I will go to a different theater.
Oh, see, but the 3D movies that will work for me.
Oh, no.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Is it the glasses or just the
I think certain people just do not like 3D stuff. They just like, it just bothers the fuck out of them.
I think it's true.
That would be an interesting study to conduct on a much more serious platform than Indus. So.
maybe expletive deleted?
Yeah, because that's more serious than Indus. Rob, you got anything not 3DS related you've been playing? We kind of hammer the 3DS into the ground. So you got anything else good for us?
Something a bit new for you. I've been hitting up Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark.
Wait. Zero, like the 360 version?
No, the good one.
The N64 version.
Yeah, the N64 version. It's on Xbox Live at the moment. So,
really?
Yeah, 600 points, I think.
Might be in the UK because UK is fucking much better.
I don't think
we
have that here. I haven't seen that at all.
Fucking.
All right. So, how's that going? Is there online in it or no?
Yeah, online, up to 8 people, and it is fucking awesome. They've upgraded the graphics, HD and all that malarkey.
I love the way this guy talks, by the way.
I love HD malarkey, I gotta say.
It is top bombing. It's quality.
Hey, Jason, make me a grilled cheese.
Hey, I'm just curious. Do you have an opening in time enough to do new releases for Indus?
Yeah, because if Big Pete like steps out, I'll tell you what, man. I want to hear about malarkey and top bombing titles coming up soon.
If hit by a car or anything, give me a call.
Yeah, Rob is actually a friend of Jason and mine from back in the PS Otaku days.
Ooh.
Old school. What is that?
Yes, what?
That's old school shit, dude. That's
old school.
Pre-Indus?
Star Otaku.
Very, very much pre-Indus.
It
sucks
that it wasn't as good as Indus.
Hey, Rob, were you a box humper as well?
I was a box humper, yeah.
Damn right.
Yep.
He was a box humper. He was a pocket otaku.
It's a long story, man.
Yeah.
Box humper?
It's Tampax. It's Tampax.
Okay. It's very Tampax.
Can I ask why you would bring up something on the show that's a long story that you know like 50% of us are not going to know what you're talking about?
So they can say it's Tampax.
You sons of bitches.
It's Tampax.
I'm going to make you tell me after the show.
Hey, Rob, what else you got for us, buddy?
That's about it. I better call off anyway. The girlfriend has just woken up.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck, man.
Hey, take some 3D pictures.
Well, tell her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, wait. That service is not available yet on the 3DS.
Fail.
But tell her we said we love her. And Jeff will see
is
her in
the
morning.
Yeah, is she good looking? Is she a looker?
I'd say so.
Nice.
Good answer. Hey, Rob, thanks for staying up so fucking late and joining us, buddy. We appreciate it.
Take it easy, man.
For real.
Nice talking to you.
Buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.
Mr. A-Striker, do we have time for any more?
We gotta get two more people on here.
Two more people.
Let's do it live.
All right, well, you guys take another call. I'm going to take a piss.
All right.
Okay.
Did you that?
Who's this?
But
pee break.
You're our rock. You're Papa Bear.
Welcome back.
All right. All this shit. I'll let Lisa pick someone. Who you want to bring on? Who is the lucky caller?
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Yep.
Stop. Hey, you are on with Indus.
Hello.
Indus.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Static. Hello, welcome to the Indus podcast. Well, somebody just got knocked over the head with a candlestick.
Yeah. Hey, are you okay, man?
Dude, my money is on Colonel.
Hello. Hello?
Who are we
talking
to?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Do we have anyone?
We do, but they can't hear us. They've got their audio settings messed up.
Oh, we lost
you.
I heard.
Colonel Mustard in the lounge, by the way, with the candlestick. That's my money.
And so let's try this again. Who we got on the line now?
Hey, guys. What's up? Aces, hi.
Yo,
Aces.
Hi. Aces, please tell me you have some random questions.
Dude, yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's wait for Chris to get back, and we'll start off with...
I need to get a beer for this shit. All
right.
Okay. We're finally taking
what
a break.
What have you been playing, buddy?
Yeah,
I've been playing some Medal of Honor, and that game is kind of garbage.
Yeah,
and,
it's kind of bad. Yeah.
What are you playing on?
Playing it on 360.
It doesn't matter. The game's bad.
Well, we played it during Extra Life. We played it on PS3, and I have never seen a game online drop as many frames as this fucking game.
And it's surprising because it's DICE and they do good shit.
But I mean, we're talking like 20 frames at a time that
it was
dropping.
That bad?
Just
20
nowhere.
Frames at a time? That's fucking insane.
No, like you're just playing, you're walking, and all of a sudden you're just not walking anymore. And then, bam, you're like 20 paces in front of where you were and you're dead.
Right.
That should happen to me a bunch. So I just kind of walked away from that game.
How many times did you say, fuck, this game is bullshit?
I didn't. Actually, it was so much bullshit, I couldn't even be bothered to talk about it or comment.
Speak.
Your Able is bullshit. Wait, wrong game.
Why do I have this reputation?
Dude, it's not a, you do it.
One character with one guy.
No, seriously. I fuck one asshole.
Yeah, I suck one dick and all of a sudden I'm gay. What is that about?
I didn't even like it when I was drinking.
I didn't even look at the dude.
So Aces, Joe.
Right.
So, man,
your Skype quality is impeccable, by the way.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. That's the IP money they're getting, dude.
That's good shit right there. That's money.
Can I say, dude, can I give props to you as the marketing guy for IP?
PR, dude.
Well, yeah, same thing.
IP,
not
PPR?
Really, but anyway.
Really,
dude, you're doing a great
totally
fucking
but...
job. You're doing a great job over there.
Dude, thank you. That actually means a lot.
No, you really
you
are, man.
Job.
You got some.
Hell
you
yeah.
Know, you got fucking Dyak, man. That's awesome.
For the amount of time you guys have been running the show and the amount of contacts that you've built in such a short amount of time, it is remarkable.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So speaking of your show, do you want to pimp your show?
Yeah, pimp your shit, son.
All right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on Indus to do this. I'm a podcaster for Irrational Passions. We do a show once a week, kind of similar to Indus, and that we talk about games. It's me, Alfighter 27 from VG Evo, Sticker
What's up,
Glue,
Alex?
And What's a Chuzz. Hi, Chris.
What's up, man?
This is Aces, dude.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm on top of things, man. I know what's going on.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But, okay.
I forgot you were here. You're all up on that. Hey, we got to get Jason on these random questions, though.
Yeah, right,
oh, hell yeah.
Right,
he's
right.
on. He's here. He's right
Jason.
There.
All
right,
I'm here.
Can't see him.
Yeah, we got everybody.
He's behind the invisible wall.
There he is.
Come on, let's get the Jason cam.
We got everybody
we got
on the
Jason
round
cam
table.
Are we doing questions?
Attaboy.
He's got some random questions for
fuck
us.
Fuck yes.
We had some, but I made them.
No, I hate the live ones.
All right, Joe. Shoot, man. Give us your best.
Hit us.
I don't know about the best, but all right. For surround sound, do you like actual speakers, 5.1 setup, or do you want a headset?
Speakers.
Speakers.
I like the speakers.
Headset all the way for me.
Oh.
Speakers for me because I'm too paranoid with the headset. I need to hear shit around me. If
right?
like, someone's knocking at my door, my phone's ringing or some
especially
shit.
Playing like Silent Hill or some shit.
Really? I say speakers by default because that's all I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with that too.
I'm kind of the same way. I've never really tried surround sound.
I have not tried surround sound headset.
Yeah. I bet it's awesome.
If I was in a situation where I knew I didn't have to worry about anything else and I could just play the game,
that's
I could see using a headset, definitely.
That's the same with me.
Oh,
dude.
Man, I can only imagine.
That would bother me a little. I think.
Would it? All right.
Yeah,
to be that far immersed in a game and then somebody, because you know, like, I'm going to be playing this game for 3 hours and then Kelly's going to come up behind me and just do a little.
Then you're gonna shit yourself.
Yeah, then you're gonna blow your shit.
Yeah, I can't imagine sitting on my PC playing Amnesia in the dark and having a headset, like a headset, and like Megan come behind me going, "I'm going to bed. What the fuck?" I couldn't imagine.
Exactly,
that Travis. Yeah. Travis would have that instinctive elbow in the face.
In today's news, a gamer accidentally punched his wife in the face.
She's now divorcing and suing for.
And my PlayStation Network handle is now Throwing Bows 23.
Throwing Bows 23. There were 22 other Throwing Bows on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah, for real. Well, that doesn't really surprise me.
Let's get back on topic. Do we have another question? Or did everybody answer?
Yeah, if you are going to hang up some posters in your house, would you prefer to frame them or to use tacks?
Frame.
Oh, I think frame.
All the college way around, days, tax. Now frame.
Yeah, college days would definitely be tax. I'll go with Jeff on that one.
Because you don't want a frame above your bed of some girl's naked ass.
Yeah. Or you could just tack up the ass above the bed.
That frame falls, it's going to do damage.
You're fucked.
It's not going to do damage.
You know.
Yeah. I think that was all around the table right there. Yeah.
But Ace, you're still young. You still pull off the tacks pretty well. Right. You can still do it.
Right. There's some shit I got that I want to frame, though.
Some shit you got that you want to frame, such as?
Well, on Twitter, I had won an autographed poster for Singularity. Like that, I want to frame.
Well, frame that.
Yeah.
Frame it.
But now we're talking like collectible posters.
See, that's a completely different question. It's like, frame it or don't frame it? It's like, what do you got?
Yeah, exactly. And stuff like if I was going to buy the collector's edition for Bioshock, like I want to frame the lithograms.
Yeah, lithograms.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
You want to get that shit in fucking frames.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but that's it for me, guys.
That's it? No more random questions?
Thanks, Aces.
Can we think of a random question for Aces?
I'm sure we can. Mm-hmm.
It's going to take too long.
Hey, how long have you been college for?
This is the end of my second semester, so almost a year.
Nice.
How many nights do you not want to talk about?
I was actually going to say something similar. I was going to say, how many times have you been drunk during college time?
Okay, I do have a random question for Aces. Randomly speaking and everything like that, would you say yes if another podcast said, quit your podcast you're on and come do PR for us?
Purely hypothetical speculation. This is not an offer.
Yes, it is.
Email at internetdistractions.com.
So hypothetically, right? if that were to happen, I would say that I could probably do PR for two podcasts at a time.
I've got a question. Go for it.
Okay, Aces, what has been your favorite random question that you've asked Indus?
Is that your favorite question, or
what's your favorite answer? Intro song.
What's your favorite intro song?
Let's make an answer.
What's the favorite answer you've received to a random question that you have asked?
Yeah.
If I actually cared to remember them all.
Well, there's so many. Go ahead.
Just to answer what Chris is, Chris asked, the song was definitely the asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Which is on episode 0.5,
thanks to Jack Bauer.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
it
is on there.
You've made the highlight.
Actually, you know what, dude? Like, there's like three. There's like two or three of your fucking intros on that like podcast.
You're ingrained in Indus history.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But guys, I'm gonna drop out.
All
right. Hey,
college? No, you can't.
Thanks for
You can't yet. What's up?
I thought he was dropping out of college or something. Never mind.
Don't do it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm out. This place sucks.
Aces, thank you for calling, and thank you for all you do for us, and thank you for all the random questions that you sent us.
Thank you, man.
Work. Good man.
Work.
And Irrational Passions Podcast. Make sure you guys check those guys out.
IPpodcast.org. Is that correct?
No, actually, we've upgraded. We've dropped that .net bullshit, and we have gone to irrationalpassions.com.
Irrational Passions. Yeah. Rationalpassions.net. It's .com.
It's like leak because it is.
Ah, damn it. He knows.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Later, Jason. Later, everyone.
Take care, man.
See you, dude.
All right.
Jason, tell me what's up.
Well, we got a couple callers coming in.
Oh, God.
How much time do we have, though?
You tell me.
You're the one tracking the time, dude.
I have to pack and go to Phoenix tomorrow. Okay.
Do we have enough time for one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right, we're doing one more caller.
This is not up to me.
Crapshoot.
Lisa.
Lisa's picking a caller.
No pressure, no pressure.
Hey, you were on with Indus.
Welcome to Indus. Who dis?
Yo, what it is? It's Shadow Hato.
Good pick.
All right, can I just say that this man is good at every fucking video game there is?
And can I just say, have you beat any of my scores at Need for Speed yet?
Oh! Yeah, I've set a few of my own, and I've beat some of them, but that the avalanche time that you set is just ridiculous.
I beat your ass by 10 seconds, dog.
Fuck,
just want to throw that out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did.
So Shadow Hato got to the semifinals in the Street Fighter tournament at MGC.
And he won the NFS thing.
Well,
he won the Need for Speed one. He won the Super Meat Boy.
On the track
Meat
that
Boy.
I beat him by 10 seconds. I just want to throw that out there.
He also won our Super Meat Boy, didn't he?
And he won the
Super Meat Boy survival challenge as well.
He was kind of a jack of all trades as far as
the entire, yeah, he really is. That's why I'm saying there's not a fucking game he's not good at.
I should have played you in Madden, bitch.
Right. Oh, you would have creamed me.
At least until the fifth time he played. At least.
You would have got the hang of it eventually. You're a gamer. You would have got it.
I feel like
you are the gamer.
That's what I hear.
The gamer. So, Shadow, what do you got, man? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I've been playing a lot of DS lately.
Regular 2DS?
Oh, no, 2DS.
All right, good. Yes. I like this distinction. So, I really do.
Yeah, I checked out Monster Tail.
Ooh.
Which
I heard
is,
that was really fun. Good. I heard it was really, really
Jason
good.
Jason just got happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. It's kind of like what people are saying. It's kind of like a Metroidvania, but without different kind of weapons and stuff. It's, you know, you just earn skills, and yeah, that
I think it was Repeat that mentioned that game to me, and he mentioned that it was like a kind of a Metroidvania type of game, and I was like instantly, you know, interested
and
in the game.
That you're an idiot if you don't get it. He said that too.
Yeah. He does say that. You have to be stupid not to buy. So
who the fuck would say that?
Oh, I don't know. Couldn't be anyone like Glenn. So
who? What? No.
So, highly is it suggested from you? As you know how much of a Castlevania fan I am, is this a game that you would suggest to me?
As knowing how much of a Castlevania fan you are, I'd have to say yes, absolutely.
Just now.
I know. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for like a, fuck yeah, dumbass, get the fucking game.
He popped a monocle in and grew a curly mustache. Knowing that you are such a Castlevania fan as you are, I would indeed recommend that you pick up this game, sir. You
yes, quite enjoy definitely.
He does the voice nice.
Like hey Shadow, are we going to see you at Third Strike?
Yes, I think I'll be there.
I have to show up there because I want someone to bring home a fucking prize. Because, dude, you had everybody at MGC
rooting for
on
you.
Your fucking
everyone
back.
Was behind you.
I will have my driver pull the rolls up to another.
In the rolls, dude, so right.
Your first two matches were like on the other screen, and people missed that shit, dude. All three of your matches have to go up online because they were
one of them were awesome. And
yeah.
You know what?
I can't wait to see those.
And you know, last week that we did most memorable multiplayer moments, and I was talking about the matchup that Jeff and I had in the first
right.
You know, I'll tell you what, man. There were like two or three of those for Shadow Hato during MGC's tournament.
With just those same kind of moments?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it seemed
last
like.
Last round, last hit.
It seemed like last round, last hit for every fucking thing that Shadow Hato was doing, man.
Best matches to watch,
man.
By the way.
I was sitting there watching. He is, I mean, the fact that dude that he was playing against had to switch from his main.
Yeah, he went from Viper
he
to
went from
fucking
Viper to Ryu. Or, yep. No, that's right, Rufus. He went to Rufus.
Yeah.
And man, it was down to like fifth fight, last round, like next hit wins every single time.
Yeah.
Like he had like two or three matches like that,
that's
and
good.
That was just amazing. It was amazing to me.
Kept telling myself in between matches, I knew exactly what I needed to do, and I just every single round I would not do it.
I was about to say that. Yeah. Can I ask then if it came down to that every single time? Did you choke under the pressure, do you think? Or was it just kind of a...
Real talk.
It just didn't happen
Real
straight
talk.
For you.
Was
it a fate kind of thing, do you think? Or was it just you kind of almost panicked a little knowing what you had to do?
It's our fault. Indus was pressured.
I'd say it probably was a little bit of the... you know, being anxious and whatnot, the pressure, because one of the biggest things was, he would just keep doing dive kick over and over. And with Ryu, that's who I was playing. If you hold down back and hit, jab, light kick, and medium punch, then when he's next to you and he keeps doing that, if he goes up for a dive kick, you'll hit him with a punch. But if he throws, you'll break the throw. And yeah, so I don't know.
Good God. Yeah. So, do you realize every game like this?
Dude, do you understand? Shadow was Tekken, shit. I fought Shadow online before, and I've been like, he's definitely kicked my ass, but he brought out some shit like that weekend that I've never seen before online. Like,
right.
And I've seen Daigo fight and shit. Like, I've seen Daigo do some shit. I'm not comparing
Daigo. We're saying he's better than Daigo?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's better than him. I'm saying because Daigo, the reason Daigo's so good is because he reads people so fucking well.
Right.
It's like, but he was pulling off shit that I've seen people on, like, I've never seen people do actually in a match in tournament play. And I've been like, that's fucking crazy insane.
Yeah, I've been playing fighting game tournaments since I was 16. I used to travel all over the U.S. playing Tekken Tag.
I'm sorry. And,
Tekken Bowl.
Yeah. And that game that I was I'm sorry. I'm looking at the stream chat.
Yeah, I see Anatech. Yeah, calling your shit out. I see that.
He's better than
Don't worry about Anatech. He's nice, good-hearted.
But yeah, anyway,
Anatech has Street Fighter still in his beard. It's really not fair to anybody.
He just pulls it out.
Yeah, Street Fighter, I really try and learn it.
Right, right.
I think,
but I play a lot based on feel.
Yeah.
So. So that as far as technical stuff, Jason, when I played online with him, he knows way more about the game than I do. I play based on the little I know and how I feel.
Okay, so Third Strike confirmed Jason versus Shadow Hado money match.
Hey, I got $5 on whoever's doing better.
Sorry, dude. That's the best Rio I've ever fought in my entire life.
I'm putting the money on Shadow Hado. Down. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shadow Hado, how big was the boner you received when like you heard that you're gonna get evil Ryu?
Oh man, yeah. I heard you mention that on the episode. He was like, I bet she's got a raging boner. It's like, yep.
Just at the table.
Like, I thought of you. I was like, you know what? Shadow Hado would appreciate that little bit of DLC right there.
I think I'm about to rock that evil Ryu myself.
Yep. Yeah, definitely going to have to play him.
They're balancing the game, though, and then they're adding evil Ryu.
And they're adding evil Ryu.
They're doing what?
Yeah. Hey, balancing it, but let's fuck it all up.
Did you say balance? I heard something totally different.
Can we get a quick? I'm gonna get a quick tangent. We're keeping it on the fighting games, but let's talk about Mortal Kombat for a second. I heard something about
done.
Tell me if you guys heard real quick, man. Tell me if you heard about this. Kratos is not going to have a story mode. He's just going to be strictly multiplayer only.
Hold up.
Okay. He's not in the story mode.
We got an authority here.
Nico, Mortal Kombat authority comes in.
He's not in like the single player story mode that, you know, will tell you everything that's been going on since the last Mortal Kombat game, but he will have his own ending if you play in arcade mode.
Okay. That's good to know, because I just heard someone came in today and they were like, yeah, he's only going to be available in multiplayer. You can't play him in like the story mode and everything like that. I just thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of seems odd.
Yeah.
But.
Well,
hey, Shadow, are you getting more
combat? Same story.
What's up, Nico?
Yeah.
Can you say that again, Nico?
I'm sorry. I said that I think the reason they're doing that is because they want the same story to be in both versions.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, if they're. If they're doing, you know, a 360 exclusive character, which they haven't
They still haven't talked
Milo,
about it yet.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be Milo. He's going to pop in, draw some pictures, fuck
gonna,
it up. It's all
he's
over.
Gonna fucking, he's going to drown his opponent in the lake next year.
It's going to be Dom. Right. It's going to be Dom from Gears.
I'm telling you, my money is on Milo. I think that'd be badass. This little like 6-year-old kid comes in and starts fucking up Scorpion's day. That'd be awesome.
Either way, they just want to maintain the same storyline between the two versions. But though, you know, if there's exclusive characters between both consoles, right. they're just going to have exclusive endings for the arcade mode.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. I sure hope that when they come to tournaments and stuff, they don't allow Kratos though, because after watching videos of the kind of stuff,
he is really ridiculous.
Strong.
I don't know if you can do that. What can we all agree? Really though, I don't think Mortal Kombat is going to be much of a tournament.
They're pushing really hard.
They've also got to reach national tournaments.
So. I think you're going to see at least one or two, but I think after the first couple that go by, I mean it's a fun game.
Mortal Kombat. Once the final game is out, to see how he plays in there.
And then at that point, it's kind of the game you play though.
Like you bring your friends over, you're drunk, you've been at the bar all day. You go, dude, let's go play some Mortal Kombat. It's still played competitively though.
You still see like Ultimate Mortal Kombat in tournaments.
And some of those fuckers do some shit that you're just amazed to see.
And thankfully they did officially announce spectator mode. And while you're in the spectator room, you can like call bullshit on some of the guys' matches that are playing. You can call bullshit by like throwing tomatoes at the screen and everything.
That's the 360 version though.
So we got
from what I understand, there's nothing like that for the PS3.
No, it's on PS3. And it actually uses avatars.
So it's like the Jim Henson thing. We got Fozzie Bear up there.
Yeah,
Jim Henson versus Konami.
That's cool. Adds a lot.
That's right.
Adds a little fun while you're waiting for your next match. I like what they're going with that. That's fine.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey,
can we throw this out there right now? Hey guys, remember that the contest for this month
or next
month? What month is this?
Yeah,
April.
This month,
April.
Who the hell you asking me what month this is? I just drink that crappy rum. Like I know.
The contest for April is make Indus Mortal Kombat characters. We're talking about it, make sure that you guys send in for your $20 Amazon gift card. Special move, fatality, and friendship.
Can we get? Sorry, go ahead.
What?
No, keep going.
It's you, dude. Friendship. I was done.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying.
What, Jeff?
I was saying we have one more caller who wants to get in here. Alfighter. He's been trying for like an hour and a half.
All right, so shall we cut this off with Shadow?
Yes.
Dude, I look forward to seeing you.
I was looking at the stream and he said, thanks, guys. So I figured he was gone.
I look forward to seeing you in some more NFS matches, man. I'm having fun doing some time trials in there. So maybe we'll get some online time.
Absolutely. I'm going to try and get into some of those actually tonight. So,
cool.
But I saw somebody mention Street Fighter, so possibly that. But
come on, some Street Fighter. Let's do that shit.
Thanks.
Bye, Jeff.
Hey, Shadow. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you Thursday.
Damn right.
Cheers, man. Buddy.
I'll pick you up on the way down there. We're
Take care, buddy.
So we got.
All right. Per Jeff's request, we're going to have one more.
Alfighter, and that's it.
Yep.
It should be Mr. Alfighter.
Yeah, and then we have somebody else coming on too, real quick.
But that's something.
That's a deal.
Totally we got to make this call quick. I'm sorry.
It's a real quick call.
I love you.
Hello, this is Alex or Alfighter 27.
Yeah.
Can I ask the significance of the 27?
I don't know, because I was just sitting there. I'm like, 27 sounds nice.
Number 26.
I'm only 18, so 27 sounds good.
All right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I was probably like 12. I'm like, hey, 27.
I'll be 27 one day.
And then I'll be a real boy.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But it was funny.
Oh my God.
Alfighter, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, buddy.
What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's just Geppetto had his hand up my ass the whole time, too. But I have a very pressing question that only you professionals can answer.
Wait,
professionals? What professionals?
They called the wrong show entirely. All right,
you'll understand in a second. But I was playing Crysis 2,
okay,
popular game. And
Jeff?
I was thinking, hey, I'm feel like, pretty super, but is this a superhero game?
No!
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 Give
no,
it Jason Cam. Jason
I need
Cam.
To know.
Not at all.
Jason?
You've been waiting all night to troll us like that?
I don't know.
The official question I'm like, is, I'm sorry. You should have taken the call.
The official question is, Owlfighter 27 was playing Crysis 2,
right.
Realized he felt pretty super at the time, and was curious, is Crysis 2 a superhero game?
Yeah, I heard the question. What's the main character's name?
The main character's name?
Yeah.
Well, the character's name is, what's it? Alcatraz?
Alcatraz.
What? Is it Alcatraz?
Does he have a backstory?
It's
Alcatraz. He does have a backstory. But the thing is, Alcatraz is wearing a suit.
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz got a cigarette in his fucking mouth.
So I was in a bathroom. And I heard superhero, and I'm like, "This cannot be good."
That was the best interjection I've ever heard.
Interjection.
All right.
So is it
Alex,
a superhero?
What do you
game?
Got, man?
What's his name? Alcatraz.
No, it's
Alcatraz.
Not.
Jason.
Okay. Do you think he'd fit in a comic book world?
No.
Nope. Okay, then.
Wait, but
I haven't played
no,
the
but, hang
the
on.
Game.
He's fighting
no
off an alien horde kind of thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, see, my grandma can
his
fight off an alien
come
horde.
From an actual suit he's wearing.
It's not all your grandma can do.
Well, right? Well
same thing
here's
with
an
Man.
Example. The Green Lantern would do his suit without his ring.
Right.
So
my only criteria is that I think, you know, if they fit well into like a comic book kind of universe. So
yeah.
I think it could be a Crisis comic book.
Alcatraz really has no identity.
Write it, draw it. Then he's a superhero. Until then,
I think it's 50-50.
I don't know.
I think it could be done if it was done by the right people well. So let's call it Shrug. Is it a superhero game?
Is this hero all by himself, though? Or is there others like him?
No, there's others. Others fighting with him. And there's others. Well, in Crisis 1, everyone in that game has the same suit on, doing the same shit.
Yeah. Okay, in Crisis 2?
He's the only one with the suit, but you're still fighting alone.
So. That makes it...
That's kind of like an Iron Man thing going on.
Yeah, if he's the only one with the suit, that puts him closer to the superhero realm.
But trolling for the little superhero thing, that strengthens the argument that the dude from fucking Crackdown is way more a superhero than the guy from Crisis.
Well, no, because the thing from Crackdown was that if he...
I can't do this.
Jason's biggest argument about Crackdown is if you died, you were kind of regenerated as yet another person.
Yeah, it's the cloning thing. That's
right. So since there are a million of you and it's not like you're special, that's kind of
what you're doing. Hey, Jeff. Yeah. Everybody has birthdays, buddy, so you're not fucking special.
So why don't you blow me?
Blow me.
Exactly.
Let's just go ahead and say no and move on.
Let's say no, because he's literally wearing a suit made by the girl. Well, then the whole...
Jesus Christ! No.
Stop.
We're not doing this.
Let's go ahead and say yes and move on.
Next question.
That's all I got, really.
Thanks, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thank you for spiraling this show
you
into
trolling
a
bastard.
You fucker.
I need to know.
Hey, I'm just curious. Where can we find your website?
You don't need to know that.
Ruin the gag. I was definitely trying to get them to hang up on you as you were doing that. So,
well, you can find no. Boop.
Irrational pass.
Alex, man, we appreciate you calling in, bro.
Thanks
it's
for calling
a pleasure.
In. Yeah.
Hey, Owlfighter, I want
hurry
you to
up
know,
and get old, please.
I want you to know that you are the first person on my 3DS
we'll like
to actually confirm friendship.
Well, it's because I always want to be your friend, Chris.
Get some tennis balls
I
on the
walker. I love you too, buddy.
All right, you guys have fun.
Take care, buddy.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
What's this podcast and business? Oh, snap.
Jesus.
Right,
and that's that, and we've got...
Are we going to finish up? Are we going to keep going?
I think it's time for them...
Do we want to take a little break?
I was kind of waiting for somebody else to call in.
Right.
Somebody else?
Why don't we wait for that somebody
else?
Just
call them.
Well, that's the plan. So should we take a break and get that straightened out?
No, I think we might have this person on the line right now.
Who we got?
Who dis?
Do it.
Your repeat.
What time is it then?
I think it's time.
It's like lunchtime.
Oh, sweet. Lunchtime, a.k.a. new releases time?
A.k.a. new release time.
I like that.
All right, we'll get to these quicks.
Welcome to new releases starring Repeat
live.
Live.
Bitches.
Hey, Pete.
Now featuring Kinect support.
All right, so Pete, unfortunately, I'm actually out of town next week, but can you let us know what we should be buying?
If you were in town and able to buy a game,
yeah.
What should you get?
Well, all right, so.
Should we?
And so, first up, if you enjoy fighting games, you should definitely be looking at Arcana Heart 3.
Yes, yes. Not Mortal Kombat.
Yes, well, that is also coming out, but you know, that's for people who don't enjoy fighting games, just like watching blood and guts.
Right.
I love it.
You got my hopes up and then dashed me down.
Yeah, okay. So elsewhere, obviously Portal 2 is coming out.
Yes.
Portal
2
may already be out on PC. I don't know, they've got something going on.
Portal P?
Never mind. That was Valve trolling us hard.
Now you're
that was rough.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, also, Final Fantasy IV Complete.
Tempting.
I think it is, or whatever it is, for the PSP is coming out.
PC, right? Okay.
So there's Final Fantasy. We want more of that.
That's Final Fantasy IV Complete. That's the original game plus the new one that just came out on DS.
That's the after years.
The next generation.
It's original with redrawn sprites. It's the after years. Yes, I think the WiiWare. Whatever that was, and a little bit that bridges it as well. But it is, it's 2D. It's like 2D redrawn sprites, like I think, like the other two PSP Final Fantasies, the 1 and 2 remakes.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's not the 3D stuff.
That's good.
Awesome. I guess SOCOM 4 is coming out, although it's getting panned in reviews.
Oh, it's getting destroyed. It's breaking my heart.
You go to GameSpot.com.
Yeah. Also interesting, there's an Xbox Live triple pack coming out for retail, which basically has games you should already own, which is Trials, Limbo, and Explosion Man. So if you haven't got those three games, you can buy a disc with the three games on it. So there you go.
I have two out of three, too.
And yeah, that's pretty much it, unless you want to buy a shooter for the Wii, which I'm guessing you don't.
Kind of it too? No, thanks.
Does it have touchscreen support? I'm not down.
All right, so pick of the week.
Pete, what's your pick of the week, man?
What's your pick of the week?
Pick of the week? Probably nothing. Probably maybe a kind of heart. The others don't really interest me.
Yeah.
And can I say props to you for actually calling out how awesome Might and Magic's going to be and it getting like rave reviews everywhere.
It is awesome because I've been playing through it pretty much the whole time of listening to the show.
Oh, really?
If that's the case,
repeat.
It's got to be good if it
repeat.
He's playing through the boring parts.
Repeat. My colorblind worry is that something I should be worried about.
For some units, yes. I mean, for some units like the deer, the way they drew them, I have trouble trying to tell what the fuck they are by looking at them because it's only like the. I think it's like their feet and like a little tuft of sort of stuff in the middle of the chest. But I mean, most of the other units are pretty, like every race is different color. So.
What?
Did someone just say Pete Fighter? Is that what I heard?
Super Pete
Fighter 4?
Each race has a different color scheme. So you can probably find one you can use, but some units will be. Some combinations of units probably won't work so well for you, I guess.
Okay.
But,
I'm probably going to end up getting it because I played the demo and I had a lot of fun with it when I wasn't going through like this, is this yellow or is this green bullshit that I was going through. So,
Piece of rage
remake.
Sorry, Pete.
He's had a lot of Stella.
So, pick of the week. No, it sounds like that was actually in the chat room.
Guys, can you all calm down? We're supposed to be doing pick of the Pete right now.
Pick
all
of right? Hey, Pete, what's your pick of the week?
He says probably.
Probably I can't have three, but nothing else is really interesting to me.
Travis, pick of the week.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say Mortal Kombat.
No SOCOM?
No, Mortal Kombat.
Really?
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Glenn, what do you got, buddy?
Mortal fucking 2.
Are you doing
Mortal fucking 2.
Saturday?
Jason!
It's a tie. Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat. And Arcana Heart 3.
Arcana Heart 3. So three-way tie. Jeff, what do you got?
Pick I'm going Portal 2, Arcana Heart, and then a very far third Mortal Kombat.
Wow. You got a lot of three-ways here.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what she said. Menage a trois. Hey, Nico, what you got?
I'm right there with Jason. Fucking tie between Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat.
Fucking get both. It's just money.
Portal Kombat. Get it off. I'll say Mortal Kombat because I'm the fanboy. You know, yeah, right. Had like inches above Portal 2, but I'm hyped for both.
Hey, Nico, we love that you're the Mortal Kombat fanboy, buddy. We do.
Somebody's got to be Mortal Kombat.
Chris, what's up, man?
I'm just going to say Portal 2, man. That's all I'm going to say. So I probably will end up getting Mortal Kombat, but Portal 2 is the shit, dude.
It's just fun to play.
It's fucking shit, dude.
Even when you get destroyed in Mortal Kombat, you're like, oh, shit, look what you did to me.
No, he'll get mad.
Sure. Hey, look, you did the same uppercut that everyone else did.
It's awesome. Bullshit. When you realize there's like 100% combos, you'll be like, fuck this bullshit.
I just won't play with those people.
You guys should totally support Arcana Heart, though. I mean, a lot of people imported it. Yeah.
Hey,
they're actually going to release it, you know, as downloadable content.
And that is?
Through PSN.
Oh, are they really? So, yeah. Thank God. Because I can't find it in stores.
PS3?
Yep. Yeah, okay.
So, I have the first hand.
Kind of a bold and brave on PS2. Yeah. So. I want to support
Cool deal.
So check him out.
Awesome stuff, Pete. Thanks, man.
Hey, Reed.
And it's a fun game. What do you know?
Yep. Hey, thanks for joining us, man. You have anything else you want to add before we move on?
Not really. No, I suppose so. You should buy Monster Tail, though, because I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah. Sorry about these assholes.
Yeah, why don't we let them on?
That's fine.
You're still laughing at the same pizza rage.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
See, this is what passes for a joke in Canada.
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm used to from Jeff by now.
All right. I should definitely check out that DS game then, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool deal. I'll do that. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man.
Big Pete.
No worries.
We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us to do new releases.
No worries. I'll talk to you next week, then, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. See you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Cheers, buddy.
Did he just crash?
He did.
Yeah, Skype goodbye.
That was a good goose sound, huh, Jeff?
Hey, we got one thing left before we finish up this show.
All right,
that's question of the week.
Question of the week.
Question of the week.
Do we have to?
We do. Yes, right.
It's a good one. I like it.
All right, so we've been talking a lot. You know, today during the news segment, we talked a lot about the Wii HD, and this is actually a question of the week that a lot of people have thrown at us and said, you know, you should do something like this. So question of the week for this week is, you know, what do the big three have to do in the next gen to get things going? And, you know, Wii HD is coming out. We already know a lot of details about that. What do you think that, you know, what details do we not know? And what is Sony and Microsoft going to do about it?
Need to get HD Pizza Rage.
Oh my gosh. We're done. It's over.
You Canadian bitch.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Nico, can I just say that I'm really fucking glad that you're on the show, buddy?
Hi, guys.
HD Pizza Rage.
All right, so next gen consoles. We want to know what you guys think about them and you know, with what Nintendo has put out. What do you think Sony and Microsoft are going to do about it? And what is Nintendo keeping in their pocket that they're not showing off? So answer the question.
Shut up.
Jeff.
I'm not going to say anything.
If only there was some sort of motion control.
If only there was a controller with like a touch screen on it.
If there was somebody that could point a camera at me that could depth of field tell what I was doing with my body and control the screen.
If I could only like hold my hand for like 5 seconds in one place to select options.
And finish the show at the same time. That would never happen.
Now you're just asking for too much.
All right. So if you want to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That email address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail. That voicemail number is 706-760-4337.
It's like lead.
No, it's not.
Nice.
Not at all.
It is.
It's pretty follow true. Us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Pro, Indus Jason, Indus Rody, Indus Laughing Motherfucker.
Indus Piece of Rage.
Indus Piece of Rage.
And the Masters are
best fucking show ever. All right, I love it. check us out on Facebook.
Pete, brother Pete.
Shit is coming.
Did you lower their volume like all the way down?
What shuts off Skype? I'm just curious. Theoretically, if we wanted to shut off Skype. Oh, that's what does. All right, cool. So,
Oh, man. Check us out on Facebook. We are Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is about it. Anybody have anything before we go?
Yes, actually. I need to bring on a couple one special ladies. I don't know if Kelly wants to come in.
Hey, Kelly.
Can I real quick before we do
She's
that?
Playing Pokemon Black right now.
I think making the sandwich behind you.
ExpertDeletedPodcast.com if you want just madness and no structure at all, like kind of what tonight's been. Like more of it. Go to that. That'd be sweet.
It's like this squared. That's the way it works.
We're on the Red Choice Podcast Network. We're obnoxious. Check us out.
They're more obnoxious than we are. Check us out.
It's kind of true. So the Indus Angels, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Kelly.
These guys have helped out a shit ton.
Hell
and I want to
yeah.
give them some special props. Lacey, do you want to come over and say hi to everybody?
She's been manning the chat room, putting up with my shit.
I've been doing the Skype, too. Been
doing all the Skype
We got Kelly over here.
So thank There's you very Kelly. Much. I love you.
I love you, too.
Lisa Kelly!
You can find Kelly on expletivedeleted.com.
Okay, so Jeff found Pete's of Rage really funny. Oh, I found God, eating Pete Thins really funny. Which was what?
That's right up there on the same shelf next
that
to Cream of Pete.
Tamron last. Once again.
Cream of Pete.
You know what's really good though? If you could make me a turkey sandwich with honey mustard on pita bread, that would be awesome.
I really fucking wish I could drink alcohol.
Whole grain Pete.
Oh shit. Just Pete. We love that dude.
But
really.
Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Sincerely, thank you.
Hope y'all had fun tonight.
Yes.
Nico's losing it still.
Shut up.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Bringing it back.
All right. Anybody else have anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
I'm swell.
I want to thank everybody that is in the chat room for chilling out with us for how long have we been doing this? 3 hours?
Absolutely too long.
Three and a half hours.
Let me give shout outs to people in the stream. Can you point that over to me?
Thanks for putting up with all of our live troubleshooting antics.
Yeah, for real.
Who do we have? Anattack, animated fan, a bad 76. He didn't call in.
Wow. No.
Better tomorrow. Bipsticks.
76.
Mr. Repeats. Hatman C. The One. Or what is that?
The One.
Fire One. Name is Jeff.
It could be Phone.
Yo, Mad Scientist. What up?
Hey, Tom. What's up, man? What's up, Ham?
That Nabashine dude. Not Bill Cosby.
He is Bill Cosby.
Mr. Rekin. Pigpen. What's up?
Pigpen.
Well, Nico was kind of on the stream, but he was next.
Big Pen, you can also find on expletivedeletedpodcast.com.
I might be pronouncing it Ronak.
Ronak, sure. Yeah.
Ronak, there we go. Rebel J, what up?
Good dude.
Rob again. Shadow Hado.
Shadow.
Mr. D-Hawk 24.
Good at everything, Shadow.
D-Hawk.
Trollware.
Ooh, Trollware.
Was that Elfighter?
He's actually been in there since the very beginning. I saw him earlier.
Yeah. Very cool. Vladrick.
Hey, and, Vlads, what's up, man?
What's the last one? I can't read the last one.
Can we get a little Carlton dance, Vlad?
William, with a bunch of X's before and after.
William A.
There we go, William A.
He's a good dude. He's Canadian as well, by the way.
Cool.
We won't hold that against him. It's fine.
Oh,
damn. We're very Canadian-centric, friendly.
Oh,
podcast.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you? Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Fuck you.
Maybe
all right, so we
yeah, I saw Cracker Jack in there too earlier.
We thank all of you for joining us and for sticking out for the live show.
Yeah.
And
and Thok.
Yep.
Clockwork is in there too. Yeah.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer didn't call, man. What's that about?
What the fuck, Jack?
Guy? Can we give Jack Bauer like a 20-second window right now?
Hey, Jack, you need to call right now.
I don't think he's in the stream anymore.
He's not
in the stream.
He probably fell asleep.
All right. We're going to give him like 30 seconds, and we're going to see what happens.
As we're doing the closeout?
Yeah, we can do it. If he calls during the closeout, we're going to interrupt the closeout.
Let's say you really enjoyed this show. What would you do? Like, man, like, I really want my friends to listen to this show.
I should probably tell him, right?
I would tell somebody.
Like, totally. I really like this show. You
should totally tell your friends about it.
You know what? I found this show.
Did you find it on iTunes?
I found it on iTunes, but I wish that there was a way that I could show everybody else on iTunes how much I appreciate it.
Dude, you could totally
leave
a review on iTunes.
Oh, shit, I could?
You could.
That's amazing.
And I'll tell you what. If you're one of those, like, handicap motherfuckers that has a Zoom, you can do it on Zoom Marketplace.
Sweet.
I like the show.
Because I am... I'm a fan of this
show. You leave a review on Zoom.
Wow. I'm a fan of this show. And I am stuck 5 years in the past. So I'm going to go on the Zoom Marketplace and recommend this show to other people.
I'd like to say bye to all of our Asian viewers and listeners.
Thanks for giving us a shot. Sorry we disappointed you. Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint. Thank you. Please don't rate us too poorly on iTunes.
And I'm the racist one.
PSAsian.org.
Ashley is.
Dude, if you were in Chinatown with us when we were at E3, you would do that shit too.
If you, had,
you know it.
If you have any complaints, go ahead and message those complaints to Chris@psnation.org.
A plus.
Put that in the subject line.
PS Nay plus.
And I think that burns that 30 seconds. So
yeah.
He already
said no chance.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you hanging out, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Nico.
We love Japan.
He's Cornholio, Nico.
Cornholio. Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Later, people.